Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Twin Lakes High School. What a night for football. We're going to talk to Coach Kevin Saylor. Kevin, how you doing?
We're doing pretty good. We're ready to play some football tonight. We got some decent weather, and the temperature feels pretty good, so let's get ready to play some football.
Absolutely. You're a Southmont High School graduate, 1999. You went to Indiana University. You attended Marion University, 2003 graduate. You coached at Carroll, the Cougars. You had quite a team. 8-2 your first year.
Yeah, we had some good success over there, and, you know, my time at Carroll, you know, we had a chance to, you know, do some big things, and fortunately we ran into some guy named Jack Kaiser in the second one. Yeah, but, we had some good times over there, and I'm glad to be here at Twin Lakes and try to get things going over here.
Got to mention Rob Patchett. He's at Northwestern. Didn't get a win last year. You guys did well.
Yeah, we struggled a little bit week one, and we got some things to work on, and, you know, we cleaned some things up last week and, you know, feel a little bit better about where we are and some things, so we're going to see what we can do tonight and get going here.
Yeah, South Bend Clan, you played them here. You had 33 points in the first quarter. Their offense was clicking.
Yeah, we did a really good job of running the football, and, you know, that goes back to our offensive line. Our offensive line, I think, took a little personally after week one that we were very inconsistent at running the football, and, you know, we came out with the mindset that we were going to run it, and we did a really good job of that. Seniors, Sage Brandt, Jacob Oliver, two of our most experienced guys, and we got them the football, and they made some plays for us in the first quarter.
You guys, very unselfish. I saw a little bit of huddle. Blocking downfield was good.
Yeah, that's something we really worked on all week was our receivers getting downfield and blocking guys. Our linemen did a heck of a job of, you know, looking at pull plays, getting out and leading. And, you know, we just kind of went back to the drawing board a little bit with, you know, doing some of the base football things, blocking, tackling, blocking. It sure showed up last week.
I got to mention defense a little bit. 6 out of the 11 starters defensive in your front, they're all juniors.
Yeah, we have a really big junior class. We have 22 junior football players on our roster. A lot of those guys got some playing time last year as sophomores. So, you know, like a guy like C.J. Brummett was last year a sophomore linebacker for us. You know, he's our most experienced one of our most experienced defensive guys. You know, we got juniors, Sidney Hillblom, Ty Bowen, that are starting for the first time this year on the defensive line. We got Connor Prophet, who's a junior, starting on the defensive line for the first time. And then Gage Custer is a junior starting a corner for us. You know, so those guys are all, this is all their first year starting, but, you know, those are guys that definitely got some playing time last year as sophomores. So, may not seem as the most experienced group, but they've played together, last 2 years a little bit. And then on senior wise, we got Caleb Turner and Caden Deshaun, who started, you know, every game for us last year, either in the secondary or at our outside linebacker spot. So those two guys also, you know, are the experience of our defense.
Coach, I'm going to wrap it up. You got tonight, you got them, the Blue Devils cross-conference matchup. Your next five games, you're going to have Hamilton Heights in the middle, but you're going to have four of your West Division matchups.
You know, those are the ones, you know, we circle at the start of the season. That determines, you know, our conference standing. And, you know, not that this isn't an important game, but, you know, these are games that help us get ready for those Western Division games on our side of the conference. So, you know, Tipton's a good football club. You know, they're going to be well coached, and they're the kind of team that's going to get you ready to play, you know, Benton Central or West Lafayette or Rensselaer or CC. So, you know, we got to get ready to go tonight and get the football to our playmakers and make plays.
First, I'm going to break out here, but I can tell you are a player's coach, and am I going through a wall for you?
Well, you know, what we try to do is just, we have a good family atmosphere with our guys and try to build relationships with them, and we're trying to get together tonight and play a football game and, you know, play for each other, and that's what we talk about all off season, and you know, hopefully that shows up on the scoreboard and on the field.
Thank you. We're going to walk this direction. That was Coach Kevin Saylor. Coach Kevin Saylor, he worked 3 years at Carroll Cougar High School. He moved over here a couple of years ago. This is year number three for Kevin Saylor at Twin Lakes. Prior to that, it was Scott Mannering. Scott Mannering came over from Lewis Cass. Scott Mannering went 4 years here. He's retired again. Now he's helping his son, right there at Lewis Cass as an assistant. His son is the head coach. He's making good waves starting out this season. We'll talk about that in the pregame. We're going to walk this direction. We're going to have a conversation with Coach Toll. I got to mention the field is plush. It's grass. It's soft. It's well lit, I should say. And the lines are definitely evident. They've got each 10, 20, 30, 40. They've got all those outlined. They're outlined in white. They're a red tone. This field shows up really good from the press box. We're thankful to have some space in the press box tonight. You're going to hear the public address probably quite a bit. That's Butch. Butch sings the national anthem for basketball games. They're going to have their band here tonight. He does quite a good job on the anthem. And then we're going to hold on right here and talk to Coach Toll when he gets a moment. Pretty good night for football. They said it got up to 86 today. It's going to be around 80. It doesn't feel like 80 right now, but at the end of the game, about 75. So pretty good atmosphere for football. Game clock shows 21 minutes left in pregame. Tipton Blue Devils still on the field. They're doing some time-ups right now. Yeah, we're going to talk to Coach Toll. Coach Toll, I said, well, what a beautiful night for football.
Yeah, it's another great night, Friday night, and a long trip up here. So hopefully, if we're going to drive an hour and a half, hopefully we put on a good performance. So
I drove the same distance in a different vehicle.
Yeah, we had a little late bus issue today, so it's been a little hectic. But now we're here. We're 21 minutes away from kickoff, and hopefully we can build on a good performance from last week.
Have a cross-conference game with here with Twin Lakes. Going to get you riled up and get you ready for the the East Division matchups coming in the future.
Yeah, East Division's going to be really tough this year. I mean, both divisions are always really good. You have good quality 2A, 3A, 4A football. This is our first one of those. And like I said, I think the biggest thing for us is to build on last week, against a good 3A opponent, conference opponent. We just got to, our thing this year is we're very young. We have to get better each week. And that's, if we do that, then we can be a factor come tournament time.
So what, Coach, I did some more looking in the bat in the past. You've played Twin Lakes several times since you took the helm right here in 2005. I got to mention, you've played them 15 times, and you've come up 9 times a winner.
I didn't know that stat, so, they're on the other side, and, back when we were 3A, there were times where that we played them twice in a year because we were in the same sectional, but now we are a 2A school, they're a 3A school, so there's not really that possibility, but, always been a good rivalry. We've had some really, really good games, both here and at home, and, look for that to be happening again tonight.
You got Central Catholic last year. You played them twice. You defeated them twice. Back in 2015, you played Twin Lakes twice. You got them in the regular season the next week. Sectional was a different story.
Yeah, that was strange. It was back-to-back games, and that's a whole. When you're dealing with high school kids, it's hard to convince high school kids that to get that mental edge. You get it the first week, and then you win a tight ball game, and then all of a sudden they think they walk on water, and the other team's upset. I mean, that's why they say it's really, really hard to beat a team twice in the same season, especially in back-to-back weeks.
Back in 2018, 19, 21, you didn't play in 20 because that was a COVID year. You played Heritage Christian. But in 18, you got to win 27-21, 19, 28-7, and then 21 last year, you had a 35-plus victory.
Yeah, we've had some good ball clubs go through here, and the last 2 or 3 years had a lot of good seniors, and this is a new team. Like I said, we're a young team. We've got some good players. We're really, really coaching them hard, and I really love my staff, and I think they do a great job. So hopefully, we'll accelerate those young kids, and we'll get to like I said, we want to be a factor in the tournament.
I got this in last week. Correct me if that's wrong. I don't think it is.
You're not correct.
So I got to mention Dakota Ferd, 9 out of 10 point afters good.
Yeah, he kicked off for us last year, and this year he's taken over extra point duties, and He's done a good job, and you know, our goal is 90% extra points, 90%. So he's right at that last week, and so I think he's missed a couple already. And but typically we get our timing down, and we get better and better as the year goes. So, but that's our goal, 90%. I think he can most certainly do it for the year.
Last week, Zane Goodrich in the end zone with the bat with the football.
Yeah, Zane's a good little athlete, and you know, he plays both ways for us. He's gonna he's got a really difficult job tonight playing corner. They've got some good wideouts, and so he's a good little player, and he's wearing my favorite number. He's wearing 81 tonight, so that's his number this year. Got passed down to him. Just, as Tipton fans know, 81 is pretty special in the Toll family. So
Toll wore that, didn't he?
So does Dad, and so does Uncle. So yeah, it's pretty special. So you know,
Rob wore that and held for a pretty important kick.
Way back when he did, yes, and you know, so that's a special number in our program, at least to our family, and you know, there's a little added pressure that goes with that, and you know, hopefully, I've got confidence that Zane will live up to that.
Carter wore 81 back in the day. I'm going to mention the last thing, Eli Carter. Last week, instant offense.
He's dynamite. You know, we just challenge our offensive line to getting to the second level. Getting to the second level, and even the other teams root for him, because he's that fun to watch. And he's fast, he's strong, he runs just as fast sideways as he does forwards. He does some amazing things with the ball in the open field. So that's always the goal. Let's get him in green grass and watch him, and then go home and watch the film and watch him again.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
So we're going to walk this way. We're going to walk back off the surface. We're going to walk across the 50-yard line. They got a nice TL logo right here. It's outlined. It's got 8 inches of the outline. It's got the TL logo that they adopted here at Twin Lakes High School. We're listening to Butch on the PA. 15:57 on the pregame clock. We're going to walk this way. Pregame up in the booth. Nice lengthy booth up there. We've got the west side of it, the west end. We got a couple of windows. A lot of folks up there. And we'll talk about some administration up there, both schools. And we thank you for tuning in. PutMeInSports.com. Hope you'll tune in each game this season. Tipton Blue Devils. Next week, on the road again. Blue Devils have two away, and then they'll have two home, and two away. So they're just getting around the environment that they have their football game. Nice evening tonight. I walk up the stairway right here. Pretty good way to go. These bleachers are nice. They have plenty of space between aisles. They have plenty of space to sit down. Up at the very top, they've got about 6 feet of walking space. This is safe environment right here at Twin Lakes High School. We're almost up here. It's a pretty good walk up there. Watched that Purdue game yesterday. Doggone it. Penn State got the last score on the game. It was ziggity-zaggity back and forth. Pretty good deal working right there at Purdue. And we'll mention, we're up in the booth now. We're going to talk a little bit about each school. Getting ready for the national anthem here momentarily. Going to be about 8 minutes before that. We'll mention the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Tipton Blue Devils. They have a school enrollment of 454. They're Class 2A, Sectional 36. 8 teams in their sectional. Only one team right now unbeaten. That's Eastbrook. Eastbrook 2-0. Tipton 1-1. Frankton 1-1. Bluffton 1-1. Alexandria, they're playing good ball. They're 1-1. Eastern Comets, they're 1-1. Blackford, 0-2. And Elwood, 0-2. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. Athletic director is Corey Fernand. The athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You reach them by phone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's @BlueDevil_FD. bees. They wear the collars blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East and a West. We're getting ready for our national anthem. We'll take a break for that when that happens. Absolutely. Salute our country. Never been another country as nice as ours in history. God will attest to that. So they're quiet right now. The band's out on the field. There's quite a few out there. You know it takes a lot of effort to be a band member. It takes a lot of practice. As I said before, they probably practice as much or more than the football players do. So they're working on it right now. We're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll go ahead and mention in the Hoosier Conference East Division. That's this year happening so far in the East. 2-0, that's Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass 2-0 thus far on the season. Followed up by Hamilton Heights 1-1. North Western 1-1. Tipton 1-1. And Western 0-2. In the West Division, three teams tied at the top at 2-0. They are Benton Central 2-0. Rensselaer Central 2-0. West Lafayette 2-0. Central Catholic 1-1. And Twin Lakes 1-1. Tonight's going to be a cross-conference matchup. Both teams, Tipton and Twin Lakes, currently one win, one loss. Head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll working in year number 18 at Tipton. 130 wins, 67 losses. He graduated from Tipton High School in 1990. Went to college at Indiana University, 1995. Indiana going to play tonight, football. They're going to be home with Illinois. That's going to start tonight at 8 p.m. Check it out. Text in the score at 317-946-2424. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda for Tipton. They'll be home with Lewis Cass Friday the 9th. That's next Friday, 7 p.m. start. 6:30 start for the pregame. We'll talk to both coaches. Twin Lakes Indians. Twin Lakes Indians, they have a school enrollment of 655. They're class 3A, sectional 25. There are also 8 teams in their sectional. 5 teams are unbeaten. We'll talk about those in a moment. We're going to stand for our national anthem.
The Twin Lakes Marching Band is honoring the United States of America as the band performs our national anthem.
Well done, Twin Lakes Indians Band. A lot of brass, a lot of woodwind instruments. Couldn't help but look at the flag. You look on beyond there, the baseball field. Baseball field looks marvelous. It is plush. It's got a nice brick dust infield. And we'll go ahead and mention a little bit more about Twin Lakes Indians. Twin Lakes Indians, as mentioned, 8 teams in their sectional. As mentioned, 5 teams are currently unbeaten. Those teams are River Forest, they're 2-0. Calumet, 2-0. Hanover Central, 2-0. Rensselaer Central, 2-0. And West Lafayette Red Devils, 2-0. Griffiths, they're 1-1. Twin Lakes Indians 1-1, and Boone Grove 0-2. The principal at Twin Lakes High School is Missy Whitehead. Missy Whitehead, the principal, the athletic director, is Daniel Sykes. Sykes, and I tell you what, I met him earlier. What a kind gentleman. Gave us space in the press box. We are thankful. Communicated by email, got the roster, got the depth chart from athletic secretary Emily Anderson. We'll remind you, Twin Lakes High School is located at 300 South 3rd Street, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. Monticello, what a beautiful town. A lot of water up here with Lake Freeman, Lake Schaefer. Went across the bridge right there, the Madam Carroll. Beautiful place to be. We'll mention on the web, you can get find him at tlschools.org. That's tlschools.org. On Twitter, it's at Twin Lakes S Ball. There were the colors red and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the West Division. We'll mention four of their next five games will be Hoosier West matchups. Right here at Stadium Surface is natural grass. We'll mention they're currently 1-1. They've yet to play a West Division foe in the Hoosier Conference. That's coming up next week. We'll mention the coach is Kevin Saylor. Kevin Saylor, 8 wins, 13 losses, working in year number 3 at Twin Lakes. Overall, 6-year varsity football coach, 25 wins, 27 losses. He's coached at Carroll and now at Twin Lakes High School. What a gentleman. We'll mention he went to high school at Southmont, 1999 graduate. Went to college at Indiana, shared some time right there at Marion College, graduated in 2003, right on time. And the next game on the agenda for Twin Lakes is going to happen next Friday night. The ninth is going to be 7:30 start time. It'll be Rensselaer Central right here at Twin Lakes High School. The band walking off the surface right now, 7:21 on the wristwatch. This game is scheduled to kick off at 7:30. We'll talk a little bit about last week. Games that happened, Hoosier Conference, these are game night results from week 2 last week, August 26th. Well, making a 7 o'clock start, it was that Central Catholic. Guerin Catholic got the win, 47-10. A 7 o'clock start, Hamilton Heights was at North Montgomery. Pretty tight ball game, North Montgomery got the win, 14-7. Another 7 o'clock start at Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass got the win over Maconaqua, 20-14. 8 o'clock start at Rensselaer Central. They played North Newton. Rensselaer Central had no trouble, 55-0. 7 o'clock start at Eastern High School, the Commons. It was Eastern, 53, Northwestern, 30. Another 7 o'clock start, Speaker and Benton Central. At Benton Central, it was Benton Central, 26. Speaker, 21. 7:30 start right here last week. Twin Lakes Indians, 46. South Bend Clay, 8. As mentioned in the pregame, spoke with Kevin Saylor. Twin Lakes got 33 in the first quarter. They had great blocking downfield. They put 46 on the board. Last week, 7 o'clock start at Elwood. Tifton Blue Devils got the win, 68-14. It was a mercy rule in the complete second half. 7 o'clock start, West Lafayette. It was at McCutcheon. West Lafayette got the win, 41-15. And the final game, 7 o'clock start, at Western Boone. It was Western Boone, 44. Western, 22. Game night tonight, week 3, Hoosier Conference game night, September 2nd. 5 games on the agenda. They're all cross-conference matchups. I should say games. They're not really matchups. They're cross-conference. These are East and West Division foes going against each other. I will mention, tonight at 7 o'clock, 2 unbeaten teams. Lewis Cass is at 2-0 Benton Central. That should be a good matchup. And we'll mention 7 o'clock start at Central Catholic. Northwestern will be at Central Catholic tonight. They've already kicked off. And the final 3 games are 7:30 starts. Rensselaer Central is at Hamilton Heights tonight. Hamilton Heights getting to threatened to put in the first use of their synthetic field turf field. It's going to be brand new to a lot of folks. Well, Mitch's 7:30 start tonight. Tiffin is right here with Twin Lakes High School, and a 7:30 start Western is at West Lafayette tonight. And as mentioned, college football, IU is playing tonight, 8 o'clock start. They're going to be home with Illinois Illini. Then tomorrow night, Saturday, September 3rd, 7:30 start time, Notre Dame will be at Ohio State. And as far as I know, Jack Kaiser, that coach Kevin Saylor mentioned from Pioneer, he was a quarterback at Pioneer. He went to Notre Dame, and he's a linebacker. He put some muscle on, definitely, from that quarterback position to a linebacker in college. So there I'm working on the field right now, getting ready to come out of the locker room. I should say the Blue Devils are huddled up in the right corner, the east back right corner in the end zone. They're going to adjourn right now, run up to the sideline. Twin Lakes, getting ready to be introduced as a starting defense. Starting defense can be spoken by the Twin Lakes Indians.
Playing left tackle, a senior, number 57, Jackson Withrow. At left guard, a junior, number 51, Aiden Blair. Playing center for the Blue Devils, a senior, number 66, Sam Klein. Playing at right guard, a senior, number 60, Levi Burkett. Playing right tackle, a senior, number 65, Kate Higgins. At tight end, a sophomore, number 31, Cole Hussey. Playing in the wide receiver spot, a freshman, number 20, Isaiah Mahaney. At running back, senior, number 87, Eli Carter. At another wide receiver spot, another running back spot, number 10, Landon Crydell, a sophomore. And the quarterback for the Tipton Blue Devils is number 2, junior, Vince Hoover. And now, Big Red fans, here is your defensive starting unit. Starting for the Indians at cornerback, a junior, number 30, Gage Custer. At safety, wearing number 9, a senior, Caleb Turner. Starting at outside linebacker, a senior, number 32, Caden Disham. At defensive end, a junior, number 33, Ty Bowen. Playing inside linebacker, a junior, number 40, C.J. Brummett. At nose tackle for the Indians, number 57, a junior, Sidney Headlong. At either inside linebacker spot, a senior, number 29, Jacob Oliver. Defensive end, a sophomore, number 58, Carson Purcell. And an outside linebacker, another junior, number 8, Landon Arthur. At safety, a junior, number 14, Max Baker Hoover. And at a second corner position, a sophomore, number 24, Bryce Willhite. And your head coach, Mr. Kevin Saylor.
That was Butch. Hey, what? Went right down there beside him, as he mentioned. The starters, defense for Twin Lakes, offense for the Blue Devils. What a voice. He's got a passion for sports. I talked to him a little bit. He went to Benton Central High School. I think he's too far from here. He played a little bit at Central Campus. He's been here. He's enjoying his time right here. He's done basketball, PA, for more than 20 years. I think he told me 30 years before the ball game. But what a kind gentleman. And we appreciate him. So they're getting ready to have the coin toss or wait for the captain to come on out. Tipton Blue Devils, Twin Lakes Indians. one of these two teams is going to have a 2-1 record. Following the game, the other will be just the opposite. So, pretty good ball game in front of us. As mentioned, the field looks very nice. In the end zone, they have big letters for a good reason. KJ21. KJ21. That's Kavion Jackson. As Benson Gaines works for Flipney in sports when he was playing. What an athlete. We'll talk about him in just a moment. They're going to mention this, which direction the ball will be tipped. Both teams standing on opposite 45-yard lines. Tipton. Tipton lost the toss, gave the option to Twin Lakes to call it. They defer, and Tipton will receive. They'll go from the east to the west. So they'll go toward the scoreboard. Twin Lakes will kick away from the scoreboard from the west to the east. Again, we'll mention Kavion Jackson. He was a running back right here at Twin Lakes. He bulked up. He ended up about 6'2", 220. That's what Coach Kevin Saylor told me. Kevin Saylor, the coach, told me he was going to Indiana Wesleyan University to play football as a linebacker. Kind of like Sterling Weatherford. But anyway, he's going to be a linebacker, and a misfortune took place. He's in heaven now. It was nothing bad. It's an inconvenient time that something happened, but it was nothing bad. It had nothing to do with anything that you're thinking possibly that was bad. It was just life on earth when you don't know when. God does all the thinking for us, for the most part. So they're gonna honor him at the first quarter break. His mom and dad are gonna walk out on the surface. A very kind gentleman, I understand, here from Monticello, put a fundraiser together. He'd rather not be known to who he is. So they're putting a fundraiser together in honor of Kavion Jackson. And his mom and dad elected to have the fundraiser benefit the football program right here at Twin Lakes. Getting ready to kick off for Twin Lakes. It's going to be number 12, Ethan Mead. He's a quarterback. He didn't get you back. He's just a freshman, 6 foot 135. He'll approach 7-yard seat. They'll go up to the line. They'll stop. They'll back up again. It's customary. And that could be an onside kick, but they're going to kick it away. First kick of the ball game. Low elevation. It's going to be on the, go out of bounds near the 25-yard line. Blue Devils are going to have an option to take it there at the 25, which they probably won't do. They'll take it 25 yards from where the kick happened. So they'll spot it at the 35-yard line. Blue Devils could have made them kick again, backing up 5 yards. And a 35-yard line is a pretty good start point, so Coach Stoll says we'll take it there. So the Blue Devils are going to line up right there in a huddle, a little break huddle. Start right there at the 35 from the right hash. They're going to line up split right, Isaiah Mahaney. Slot left side. Going to split out Landon Spidell. And I'm in the slot right there, left side. I believe it's Zane Goodrich. Two backs in the backfield. Shotgun. They're going to snap it to Eli Carter on the polecat. Or should say wildcat. He gets it across midfield to the 49-yard line. He's going to pick up 16. So they'll bring the ball back in to the right hash. It'll be a first down. Right out of the gate, Eli Carter. Lined up in a wildcat, took the snap, went right side, 8-hole, got it outside, got 16. Going to line up again, same situation. Mahaney, spread out wide right, spread out wide left, taking a snap there is Carter again. He'll take the handoff to Condit. He'll keep the ball. He'll pick up 9 on the play. And Eli Carter, 2 snaps, 2 carries. Going to get us to the 40-yard line. Be short by a yard. C.J. Brummett in on the tackle. C.J. Brummett lines up as an inside linebacker. Where's number 40 5'9", 185. CJ Bremmett, just a junior. Watch him play baseball. He bats in the third position. Plays a good shortstop position. CJ Bremmett. Shotgun once again. Learn a handoff. And that's Eli Carter. Taking the handoff right there, 36. Calvin Condit. They'll get enough for first down. They're gonna call timeout on the field. Blue Devil grimacing. He's on down in a all fours. You're gonna lay back, lay on the surface right there, being tended to by a player. That was Chase Higgins checking on his friend. Now Burke Emmert gonna check him out. And he's gonna lift his legs. I've got an idea of what might have happened. Probably won't share it over these airwaves. He'll be back. They're checking on him. Burke Emmert, athletic trainer. Blue Devils lined up. They're huddled up over the sideline. Right there, I should say, at the numbers. Opposite side. Twin Lakes. They adjourn. One of the officials says, go ahead and relax. Go back. See the numbers. So they're waiting right there. Coach is not around. There's 11 of the Indians there. I'm going to get up to his feet. He's going to get up right there, and I believe it's Levi Burkins. Where's number 60? He's going to jog off the field to the sideline. He's got to set out at least one play. They're going to check on him. Should they need a punter during this game? Sometimes punters aren't needed for different teams throughout the course of a whole game. Should they need a punter, they'll hope to call on Levi Burkins to punt. So shotgun, I should say, Wildcat once again. Calvin Condit left and behind Eli Carter. He'll take the snap. Blocking left side. Vince Hoover in the ballgame. Lined up as a fullback. Terry goes forward. He's going to pick up a few yards, not many. Vince Hoover going to the sideline, picking up the play. From offensive coordinator Dustin Shear. And we're going to ask again, going to walk towards the sideline, get some final words from Dustin. 20 seconds on the play clock. Game clock is at 10:24. Clock's moving. At the line of scrimmage from the left hash, 35-yard line, second downs, and six. We'll get a Wildcat taking a snap. Eli Carter, he'll hand off. Positive gain, 36, Calvin Condon, the ball carrier. 10:03, in on the stop, working right there for the Indians. Bischoff, and they'll spot it about 3 yards shy. They're calling it two on the board. About 2.5 yards needed for the first. It's third down. Ball spotted at the Twin Lakes 31-yard line from the left hash. Blue Devils wearing the white jersey, the blue pants, all red. All red for the Twin Lakes Indians. Working from this Wildcat. He'll take the snap. He'll take the ball himself. He'll run it forward. He'll veer off. He'll bounce off a would-be tackler. He's going to make it to the end zone. He veers off. He went left side. Five hole. It was plugged up. He bounced off. Went right side. Eight hole. Got in the end zone. 31-yard carry. Touchdown for Eli Carter. 9:20 on the game clock. 31 yards out. Blue Devils going to send out their point after touchdown. They'll go for one. The holder, number 12, Oliver Conaway, sophomore. He looks a little bit like Blankenship from the Colts. That's no joke. He wears glasses. They're black frame, kind of like I have. But here comes the spot. The hold's good. And Dakota Ferg puts it through the upright. 7-0 contest. 9:20 left here in the first quarter. Blue Devils going to kick off to Twin Lakes. Need to mention, got to mention the Atlanta Earth Festival. Atlanta Earth Festival, that's going to happen on September 24th, 25th, just a few weeks away. Be sure to set your calendar for the fourth weekend in September. This year's festival will be held on Saturday and Sunday, September 24th and 25th. And yes, the population of Atlanta, Indiana is approximately 750. But small northern Hamilton County towns have been seem to have as many as 100,000 visitors at the annual Earth Festival during a whole weekend. You'll be able to see unique arts and crafts, antiques, vintage decor, a fancy farmer's market, a kid zone. You'll have food and live entertainment. No admission charge needed. You can call for booth space. Call them at 765-292-2636 or go online at atlantaindiana.com. If you like the Covered Bridge Festival in Park County, you'll love the Atlanta Earth Festival. There's a booth high elevation. It's going to be taken at the 13-yard line. Twin Lakes will go right side towards the Blue Devil sideline and on the return. Looking at right there, Vetters, that's Aiden Vetters. Aiden Vetters is the junior, 5'11", 175. Pretty good run back. Twin Lakes going to start at their own 31-yard line. They'll start from there. So getting ready. First possession here for Twin Lakes. Going to line up in shotgun, single man in the backfield. Their quarterback, number 10, Gavin Buffier. Buffier is a junior class member. He's 6'1", 145. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off left to right. Single man to backfield. Positive gain. He's going to get a first down. He'll pick up 12 on the carry. Right there, that's number 1, Sage Brandt. Sage Brandt, running back, 5'10", 210 pounds. I think you probably remember Sage. His last name escaped me from West Lafayette. That guy could motor. Shotgun snap, going to be a pass play. In the flat, right side, going to be a positive play. He's going to pick up 6. Gavin Bussinger completes the pass. And they'll say he was caught there in the right flat. They'll pick up 6. He's going to bring up a 2nd down 4. Ball's at midfield. Hand off to Sage Brandt again. He'll spin move at the line of scrimmage. He'll get more yardage. He'll pick up a 1st down by a yard. So they'll move the chains to Twin Lakes. This might be a yo-yo type of game. We'll see if each team can score on each possession. It'll be right up there. And that'll be talked about for quite a while. We're going to go slot left. You know, wing right, single man in the backfield. Shotgun snap going to be taken by Gavin Buffier. They'll take it on the wing around. Picked up right there, the ball carrier, Jacob Oliver. He lined up in the slot. He went around backside, took a handoff from Buffier. 5'9", 180. Where's 29? That's Jacob Oliver, a senior. They give him a credit of 4 yards on the carry. They're running a tempo offense. That means they're not huddling. High snap taken by Buffier. He'll hand off again to Sage Brandt. He'll dive it forward. He'll get what he can. He'll be short of the line to gain. It's going to be 3rd down. Ball's going to be spotted at the 36-yard line. 3rd down, need a couple. 36-yard line has tipped it. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. High snap. He'll hand off to Brandt. Brandt's going to break contain. He's going to break the line of scrimmage. He'll dive forward. He's going to pick up necessary yardage. They'll move the chains. And Cole Hussey in on the stops. He needed 2. He probably got 3. They'll move the chains. 1st and 10. Clock moving. 1st quarter. 7:32. 7-0 contest. Tipton scored on their first possession. Dive play. They'll go across the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up a couple. Again, the ball carrier, number 1, Sage Brandt. He's a senior. They're looking at the sideline, getting plays right there. Coach Kevin Saylor. They'll line up in a tempo offense. 2nd down 8. Shotgun formation. Sage Brandt in the backfield. He's to the right of Buffier. They'll run the same play again. A couple plays to go. He's going to go. He's loose in the backfield. Going to be picked up by safety. Eli Carter runs him out of bounds. But they run that wing left again. They run it back behind the quarterback. He hands off. That was 29, Jacob Oliver. Oliver got plenty of yardage there. They got a 1st down. 1st and 10 from the 12. high snap once again, hand off, it goes left side, it goes seven hole, stopped at the 10-yard line. That was Eli Carter making the stop for Tipton. Sage Brandt, the ball carrier. He'll pick up two. It's going to be second down eight. Hurry up offense, they're to the line of scrimmage. Pressing his defense to get ready in a hurry. Shotgun formation, bus here, pass play, right side, nearly intercepted, getting a hand on it right there with Zane Goodrich. Eli Carter in the area, trying that pass play right here at the 10. Last week, I looked up the stats I saw on Huddle. Twin Lakes, 308 yards on the ground. They threw for 6 yards. So they've already completed about a 6 or 8 yard pass already in this game, the first possession. Pass play, they go to the corner, kind of pylon, dive play. Tried the pass play, trying to catch that pass with Jaden Francescina. Francescina lines up as a wide receiver, 5'11", 200. I think he bats first or second for the baseball team, Francescina. Pretty good ball player on the baseball field. Shotgun formation. It's going to be a hard snap, and Tipton's going to be drawn offside. They'll pick up five. Well, half the distance, I should say. Half the distance to the goal line. They marked off five right there. But I guess, well, anyway, might have learned something right there. They marked off five. They were at the 10. I thought it's half the distance. Well, I guess it was. But I'm doing a back up to pass right here. Busting a flat left side screenplay to Sage Brandt. Brandt didn't gain anything. Blue Devils were right there. And on the stop, back in the ball game, number 60, Levi Burkett. So the Blue Devils hold them to no score. Pretty good drive. It halted right here at the 5-yard line. Pass play, they try to screen play, left side to Brandt. Couldn't get necessary yardage. They'll turn the ball over on downs to the Blue Devils. Blue Devils first and 10, but they're backed up near their goal line. They're at the 5-yard line. They're lined up at the right hash. 6:14 on the game clock. Clock stop for the change of possession. In the end zone, taking a shotgun snap, 5 yards deep. He's about a yard deep in the end zone. It's Vince Hoover. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Twins left. Tight end right. They'll hand off to Eli Carter. He'll be bumped. And he's going to lose yardage on the play. He's going to lose a couple. They're going to mark it back to the 2.5-yard line. Going to bring that second down. We're calling it 12 on the board. Ball just left about 5 yards of the right hash. Blue Devils, second down. They need 12 for a first. If you think about it, Twin Lakes, that was basically a good punt if they weren't going to score. Pins in Tipton at the 5 to start this drive. Shotgun formation, 2 yards deep in the end zone, Vince Hoover. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter, they'll take the handoff. They'll dive it forward to get across the 5 to the 6-yard line. So it's going to be 3rd down and 9. Eli Carter, the ball carrier. And they'll work it right there. 5:15 clock moving. First quarter, 7-0 contest. Tipton took the opening kickoff. Went the distance. It was finished off by Eli Carter, a 31-yard running play to the end zone, to the right corner of the end zone. Shotgun formation. He's at the 1. That's Vince Hoover. Single man in the back, but he has dropped the throw. Looking left, lets one go. Got a completion. I believe it was Zane Goodrich. We'll double check there. 81, Zane Goodrich. Makes the catch on a first down. The ball was perfectly spotted. First down, Blue Devils. They get out of a bind. They were pinned in right there at the 6-yard line. Good pass play from Vince Hoover. Left side. Looks like about a 7 to 10 yard out. Might have been a flag pattern. To Goodrich. First down, Blue Devils. Ball spotted at the 29, Blue Devil territory. Shotgun. Vince Hoover going to hand off Eli Carter. to start left field, veer it right to get a positive gain. He might pick up four on the play. Tackle on the play. Going to be by the Indians. And I'm in on the stop right there. Indians. Three-man front for the Indians. A three-man front, as spoken about in pregame. Three juniors. 33, Ty Bolden. He got in on the tackle there. 57, the nose man, Sidney Hillbaum. And the right side defensive end is Connor Prophet. Shotgun formation. Vince Hoover. He'll hand off. Single man to backfield. That was Calvin Condit. Condit giving Eli Carter a bit of a break. Taking the handoff. Not a lot of running room. Going to bring up third down, six. Ball spotted middle of the field. 33-yard line. A put in play right there. The Blue Devils going to break huddle. 15 seconds on the play clock. 3:35 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Blue Devils in front, 7-0. Swing Rakes took a good drive to the six, and they got halted. Right there in the good conclusion right there. Eli Carter stays on his feet. He'll bring it out to the 35-yard line. Going to be about 4 yards short for the first. And Coach Toll going to send out his punting unit. We're going to see the first punt of the ball game. Backing up to do the punting is Levi Burkett. Levi Burkett will back up to punt. He's 6 foot, he's 196, a member of the senior class. Tipton with 10 seniors. Twin Lakes with 10 seniors. 19 juniors for Twin Lakes, 9 for Tipton. Good snap from D-Block. Low elevation. Going to be blocked and landed at the goal line. Tipton, at the 5. Tipton picks it up. Runs it out of there. It's going to belong to Twin Lakes. But a blocked punt right there by Twin Lakes. It was a low elevation. Ty Bolden going to get credit for the block. Ty Bolden, left defensive end, 6'170". He's a junior, wears number 33. That was a low elevation. It wasn't going to be a high punt. Ty Bolden at the right place at the right time. So Twin Lakes takes over pretty close to where they gave the ball back to Tipton a while ago. First and 10 from the Tipton 16. Shotgun formation, Bussinger. Hands off, Sage Brandt. Brandt's going to get a positive gain, not much, maybe a yard. Going to bring up second down, and they're going to call it 8. Second down, 8, they're going to call it 9. Going on the stop for Tipton, 66, Sam Klein. Sam Klein, a senior for the Blue Devils. Sam Klein, 5'10", 192. Where's number 66? Shotgun formation. Bussinger, that's Gavin Bussinger. He's a junior, 6'145". Going to hand off right side, in on the move right there. Third time he's carried the football. That's 29, Jacob Oliver, 5'9", 180. Gets a positive gain. Going to bring up third down. Ball spotted at the 10-yard line. Going to be third down 4. Ball's at the right hash. Single man in the backfield, Sage Brandt. Shotgun formation. Quarterback, Gavin Bussinger. The only pass play, left side. He's going to be close to the end zone. He'll spin around. He'll go across the end zone. Pass play. Touchdown, Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes trail by 1. They'll try to point after. They're going to try to kick. Coming out to spot it. Right there is number 12, Ethan Lee. So in to try the extra point, right footed kicker, there's the hold, there's the boot. It's going to be wide, it's going to be good. Inside the left upright, no elevation. Tie ball game at 7. 7-7 ball game, 1:28 left here in the first quarter. Tipton getting ready to receive. Twin Lakes taking advantage of the block punt. Put them in a good situation. And I believe at the 16, they started that drive. Pass play good for a touchdown. Gavin Bussinger. The Blue Devils going to receive. Well, as we mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons, Target Sports. Target Sports, they're right there in Sheridan, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook. On Facebook, it's Larson A&D Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. They come to check. They're going to take it again. They'll come up to the last area. They'll stop. They'll back up. They'll line up again. They'll spread out. Customary way of kicking the ball, twin rakes. Other teams have done it, not many more. The boot is going to be low elevation. Going to be taking it to 30 on the run. Takes it in the air across the 40, across the 45 to the 47. 47-yard line. Good return for Calvin Condit. Calvin Condit, a sophomore. Where's number 36? Took that kick on the run. Airborne. Got a good return. Blue Devils put it in play at their own 47-yard line. Calvin Condit, 36. He gets the most out of his frame. 5'6", 135. Say what, you'd like to have about 15 guys with his desire. 123. Clock stop for change of possession. Blue Devils put it in play. Over the ball, Sam Klein, the center. Line up in a pole, the Wildcat again. Eli Carter, he'll take it to Condit. He'll take it himself and get across the 50 to the 49-yard line. Eli Carter, the ball carrier. Credit the tackles to number 50, Connor Prophet. Prophet's a junior for Twin Lakes. And then Prophet, 6 foot, 195. Ball spotted at the 49-yard line of Twin Lakes. Second down, 7. Clock moving, under 54 seconds left here in the first quarter. Tie ball game at 7. Blue Devils possession, 49-yard line of Twin Lakes. Taking it from the Wildcat again, he'll take it, he'll roll left, looking to pass. He's going to tuck it away, no, he's going to jump pass, complete the pass to Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover got out in the flat, he lined up in a fullback position. He worked his way left side. Nearing the motion right there of Eli Carter. Eli Carter has avoided a couple of would-be tacklers for a loss. He got outside, did a little jump pass to Vince Hoover. Hoover gets out of bounds. Clock stops at 34.7. Picks up 4 yards on their completion. It's going to be 3rd down, 3. Ball spotted at the 45-yard line of Twin Lakes. They'll line up again. Snap goes to Eli Carter. The Wildcat, he's open. He's going to get loose outside the A-hole. Ridden out of bounds, going to keep the clock moving, evidently. Talking about it, it's going to be a 1st down. And a tackle made on the play, Twin Lakes. Ty Bolin. Ty Bolin, he's everywhere. He's like Billy Bates. My dad used to say that a lot. Billy Bates is everywhere. Billy Bates, if you didn't know, was a Dallas Cowboy. 25.3 seconds left. 1st quarter. Clock stops for the out-of-bounds run by Eli Carter. Going to line up in a shotgun. This time it's Vince Hoover taking the snap. Condit in the backfield with him. Slot left, slot right, short side of field. The move right to left is Condit for blocking purposes. Pass play. They'll go the other direction. They'll get it out to the 31-yard line, a great grab for the freshman athlete, Isaiah Mahaney. He's got hands like super glue. He's not a big guy, but he'll catch every pass that's in his vicinity. So the clock's going to empty out here, 1st quarter. 4-3-2-1. Quarter empties out, 1st quarter complete at the end of 1 quarter of play. Tipton, 7. Twin Lake, 7. Well done. So first quarter is complete. We thank you. You're listening to tonight's education-based varsity high school football game. Tonight's game is being made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, offering internet audio and video for ambitious broadcast enthusiasts. Go to AudioSportsOnline.net for more info. Walking across the field right now, Kavion Jackson's mom and dad. And what, Kavion Jackson, he could fly. I mean, the first time I saw him run, I thought, my goodness, this guy has athletic ability. Out the wazoo. Kavion Jackson went to heaven a lot earlier than a lot of folks would have thought. Kavion Jackson shining down on us right now on this football game. As mentioned, Kavion Jackson was ready to play this year as a freshman at Indiana Wesleyan University. If you've not seen Indiana Wesleyan, it's up there by Marion, right next door. Marion University. Excuse me, I take that back. Marion, Indiana. Indiana Wesleyan University. That campus is one of the best I've ever seen. Evidently, my dad told me there's a gentleman that donated quite a bit of funds for their athletic fields, and they have a great-looking track. Their baseball field's great. They benefited quite a lot from that gentleman. Indiana Wesleyan, when you're looking for a university, check them out. So there's final address right there. We've got a fundraiser going on for Kavion Jackson. There are Kavion Jackson t-shirts in the crowd. And there's a table set up, and I hope to see that table before I leave here tonight. One gentleman is getting a hand clap from the faithful. They've got his number and KJ in the end zone painted. That'd be about 15-foot letters, and they're red outlined in white. So here we go. Second quarter, Blue Devils, second down 4 from the Twin Lakes 31. Shotgun formation. Eli Carter in the backfield. He'll take the handoff. He'll go left to right. He'll go 4-hole. He'll get a positive gain. He'll pick up more than a first down. He'll take about 4 Indians to drag him down. They'll stop the clock to move the chains. They'll reset the chains. They'll start the clock up again. Just inside the 15-yard line. They'll line up at the right hash. Blue Devil on the doorstep there in the red zone at the 15 of Twin Lakes. 11:35 clock moving. Blue Devil's going to send out 3 to the left side. Isaiah Mahaney, Goodrich, and Landon Spidell. Going to hand off again right to left this time to Eli Carter. To get a positive gain and pick up about 5 yards, maybe 5.5. So this will be second down 5. Ball moves to the 10-yard line. Blue Devils can net a first down at the 5. I would put them first and goal from the 5 or inside. Or they need 10 here on second down 5 to score. Vince Hoover talking with Calvin Condit back in the backfield. Slot left, split out wide right is Zane Goodrich. Shotgun snap, and he delivers to Vince Hoover. He's going to hand off to Condit. He'll cut and cut again. He's going to make the end zone. He'll drive across about 4 yards deep. Calvin Condit, sophomore sensation, scores the touchdown. 13-7. Tipton goes up again by 6. They'll try the point after. It'll be a kick variety. Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg is going to spot it right there with Oliver. Oliver Conaway, the holder, Simeon Klein, the short snap. They can't touch the center. Sam Klein can't worry about that. There comes the boot. It's going to be good. pretty close to the Twin Lakes boot, Ethan Mead. That was almost a Memorex type of kick, but it was inside the left upright. 14-7. Second quarter, 10:37 on the game clock. As mentioned, Twin Lakes Indians, their remaining schedule next week on the 9th, they'll be home with Rensselaer Central. Rensselaer Central, Chris Meeks, their coach, 24-year coach at Rensselaer Central. He went to Rensselaer Central High School. He also went to college at St. Joseph University right there in Rensselaer. He's a hometown guy. And then we'll mention Twin Lakes on the 16th. The next week will be at Benton Central. That'll be another West Division matchup. On the 23rd, Twin Lakes will host Hamilton Heights right here. On the 30th, Twin Lakes will be at Lafayette Central Catholic. And then on October 7th, they will be home here with West Lafayette. In the following weeks, it'll be the Hoosier crossover game. I'll be on the 14th. Those games will all happen this year at the East Division site. Here comes the boot, Dakota Fur, high elevation. You take him and lost the handle. Picked up by the back receiver, and he stopped right there. No gain after picking up the ball. In on the return, number 8. And they'll stop him in a hurry. Twin Lakes going to put this possession together near the 12-yard line. Let's take that back. That's the 12, yeah, the 12-yard line from the left hash. Twin Lakes, 88 yards to go to tie the score and get the extra point. So they'll work it right there. Shotgun again, Bussinger, single man in the backfield. Slot left, slot right, handoff, Sage Grant, diving forward. Take that back. New ball carrier in the ball game. C.J. Brummett wears number 40. Takes the handoff. C.J. Brummett has a motor that just won't quit. He's a junior. We'll get to see him on the baseball field again this spring. He bats third in the lineup to get spots to bat in. Avoid those curveballs. They'll work it from the shotgun. Single man in the backfield, slot right, split left from the left hash. Snap goes to Bussinger. He'll hand off. The guys are forward. First down. Brummett gets the first down. Takes two plays to do it, but he'll move the chains for Twin Lakes. 9:52, clock stop momentarily. It started up again. 9:46, 25 seconds on the play clock. Shot down, single in the backfield. It's Brummett. He'll get the handoff again. He'll go left side. He'll work five hole. He's loose. He's going to get us pick up a first down. He'll pick up 13 on the carry. C.J. Brummett getting called upon here to carry the football here in the second quarter for Twin Lakes. Clock stopped. They'll move the chains. Don't believe he got out of bounds. I believe they're going to start it up again. Umpire in the backfield. Maybe he did get out of bounds. Flag on the play. Early flag, pre-snap play. That might not have been a flag to just stop play. Brummett's going to have to exit the ballgame just for one play. But I don't know why. Brummett is going to exit, and back in the game is Sage Grant. C.J. Brummett off the surface right there. They're checking on him. Might have had a helmet difficulty. That would be one reason. If the snap wouldn't snap, you can't play. You're not legal in a high school game if you're not fully equipped. Pass play. In the flat, going to be a bubble screen. Right side complete. Out to the 30, excuse me, the 48. Flag comes in. He spots the ball near the 49. Good pass play from Bussinger. That's going to work to the left side. Pass completion. It's going to be a flag against Twin Lakes. That's going to nullify good play. Except it has the option here. Not going to be much of an option. We're going to take the flag, and the umpire's going to let the press box know it's holding. Illegal use of hands, possibly, on the pass play. As he shows us the holding penalty and pulls it out in front of him. So they'll back up 10 from the point of the infraction. They're back at the 35-yard line, their own. Pass play again. They'll do the bubble screen again. Tripped up, conned it right there to make the tackle right after the completion. Credit that catch. 14, Max Baker Hoover. Max Baker Hoover, he's a junior, 5'10", 165 for Twin Lakes, makes the reception. Second down, 11. Out of the shotgun, Bussier. Sage Grant in the backfield, he'll get the handoff left to right. Two flags come in. Brand gets a positive game. He's going to pick up 5 on the carry, and they scored out 2 flags that came in simultaneously. No doubt going to represent the same. It's going to be a face mask. 5-yard variety against Tipton. So they'll mark it forward 5 yards from the end of the run. They're going to mark off 15. He didn't show us the personal foul. Personal foul was not shown by the umpire. They just showed a face mask. There's the difference. They might mark off 15 yards for a personal foul face mask without giving the signal for personal foul. So Twin Lakes has it at the Tipton 41-yard line. Bussier takes the snap, hands off right to left. He'll go 5 hole. That's Brant, the ball carrier. He wears number 1. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line. 8:35, clock moving. Second quarter, we're at Twin Lakes High School. Twin Lakes High School right here in Monticello, Indiana. So we're going to put a shotgun again as Bucky, the junior quarterback, hanging in the backfield. They go left to right in your positive game. Sage Brant. Sage Brant inside the 35 to the 32. Levi Burkett in there on the stop. Sportsmanship being exemplified by Burkett, helping Sage Brant back up off the surface. It's a good tackle that helps him up. Third down, 2. Ball spotted at the 33-yard line. Shot down, the handoff. Caught in the backfield, no gain. We're going to lose a couple. Hussey was in there. In on the side, Cole Hussey, 5'9", 155, a sophomore. And he'll lose a couple on the play. It's going to be 4th down, 6 for Twin Lakes. Ball spotted back at the 37-yard line of Tipton. Shooting the gap right there with 31, Cole Hutch. Knocked him down like a piece of grass. Shotgun formation, 4th down. Big play right here. Early movement, wing back, left side. Blue Devils moved also. And they didn't get in the neutral zone. Early movement, illegal procedure, going to back it up 5 more to the 42-yard line. It's going to be 4th and 11. 4th and 11, 7:17 on the second quarter clock. Tipton in front, 14-7. Twin Lakes working in reverse at the moment. Going to line up the double slot, left side, wing left. You got 4 receivers over here, 1 split out wide right, they're going to go right side, single receiver. Deep is Calvin. Right there on the coverage, getting good. Eli Carver, number 8. It was man-to-man. Get the deep throw right there. They were going through the corner of the end zone. The go route. That pass was intended. The 14, Max Baker Hoover. Max Baker Hoover. He's a junior, 5'10", 165. Twin Lakes going to turn the ball over on downs to Tipton. So Tipton going to put it in play at their own 42-yard line. 6:57 on the game clock, change of possession. Clock will start on the snap. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage, 20 seconds on the play clock. They're in good shape. Slot left for the short side of field. Left pass, two in the backfield along this shotgun quarterback, Vince Hoover. Split out wide right is Mahaney. They're going to hand off right to left. The left halfback That was Condit. Condit had nowhere to go. They shot the gap. A couple of guys in the backfield going to tackle Condit for a loss of maybe six. Second down, 16 for the Blue Devils. Vince Hoover walks over close to the sideline, getting the play from Coach. Right there, that's Destin Shear. 6:28 on the game clock. Clock rolling down. 14-7 ball game. Tipton in front. Tipton is going to line up in a shotgun. Empty backfield. Trips to the right. They're stacked. They're going to slot left. Ball's in the middle of the field. Sam Klein is going to snap it. Vince Hoover. Pass play left side. They get Mahaney. Mahaney is about on his own. Gets some blocking out front. That was Dave Goodrich. Only one blocker out there. Mahaney did well with his feet after the catch. Mahaney going to pick up about 10 yards on the pass play from Hoover. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line, left hash. The stop play on the field. Whistles blow. 6:04 on the game clock. I believe Tipton has all three timeouts still remaining. Flag over to the other side. They got a sideline infraction against Tipton at the warning. 6:04, warning. So 46-yard line. Tipton guys getting edgy over there. They want to get closer to the action. You can't blame them. They need to be 6 feet back off that sideline. So the line judge, when he runs the line right there, he doesn't trip and fall. That's the reason for the infraction. So shotgun formation, Vince Hoover pass play in the flat right side. Got to Mahaney. Mahaney will dig, jab, and he'll get outside. He'll pick up first down yardage by more than a couple. So Isaiah Mahaney, I've been told, he's really close relative. I mean, really close to Javen Lyons. Javen Lyons, I tell you what, back in 2020, he went second game to Heritage Christian and didn't get to play the rest of his season. Blue Devils missed him terribly as one of the best linebackers on the team and one of the best ball carriers. Javen Lyons in college now, but he's a sophomore. Shotgun, pass play, the flat left side, lost the handle. Went to the surface, Mahaney. Might have been a good reason, a good chance, a good time to drop that ball. He met some contact right there, good contact. It was quality. It was not Baker Hoover. And the ball fell to the surface. It's going to be second down, 10 for the Blue Devils. Ball spotted at the right hash, 46-yard line. Blue Devils team in the line of scrimmage, they jog up. Play clock is at 17. They're good shape. Slot left, split right, single man in the backfield, along with quarterback Vince Hoover. He'll take the shotgun snap. He'll hand off. Caught in the backfield. Eli Carter, nowhere to go. Stop behind the line of scrimmage. You know, on the good plays, when you get a good run, everything's good. The runner gets the credit. But that credit can't happen unless you've got a line blocking up front. Because you know it's 11 on 11. It's not one guy. So the other 10 are definitely needed. 14-7. Third down, 13. Ball's at the 49-yard line of Twin Lakes. We're approaching halftime, 5:15, clock moving. Slot left, split right. They got trips left side. Pass play, they'll go to Dave Goodrich. Line drive toss. Ball was in and out of the hands. Set down right there. It would have been Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes couldn't make the catch. It was Wilhite. That's Bryce Wilhite. The ball hit him between the two and the four. He let it get to his shoulder pads, and you can't let that happen. Your shoulder pads, it'll bounce right off. You got to catch that with your hands out in front. But anyway, Tipton's going to punt the ball out of there. That's a fourth down play. Incomplete. Ball's at the 49, Twin Lakes. Levi Burkett back to punt. He's 11 yards deep. Ball hits the surface. He'll get the punt away this time. He's going to bounce. Two times, he'll go near the goal line. He's going to end up near the seven, now the 7-yard line. Good punt from Levi Burkett. He'll pin in Twin Lakes. 5:08 5 minutes, 8 seconds allowed on the clock for Twin Lakes to bring it out of there. Ball spotted near the 8-yard line of Twin Lakes. 14-7 ball game. Ball spotted near the middle of the field. Little adjourned huddle. There goes shot down with Bussinger. Sage Brandt in the backfield. Slot left, slot right. Colton Kings, they got near motion. They'll hand off up the gut. Sage Brandt didn't get a lot. The play right there for the interior line of the Blue Devils. He picked up maybe one. So they're going to call it second down. They're going to call it a gain of 2. Second down 8 for Twin Lakes. Chase Higgins right there on the stop. Chase Higgins, number 65, lines up a defensive tackle. 6'1", 219, a senior. The rollout left pass play, got his arm on the release. It's incomplete. He was moving, his arm is moving forward. He got bumped by a Blue Devil with the arm up in front of him. They chase after the ball. The referee says it's tipped, incomplete. They'll spot it back at the 9, near the middle of the field. Going to bring up 3rd down and 8. Blue Devils, they're going to take a breather here. They'll utilize the timeout called by Twin Lakes. 14-7. Both teams going to benefit from this timeout. They'll get some water, some hydration. It's not terribly hot today. It's a pretty good day to play football. 4:32 on the game clock. Blue Devils in front by 7, 14-7. We're approaching halftime, and we'll mention the Blue Devils. Blue Devils is here in the early part of this season. Blue Devils are 1-1. They didn't win week 1. They got beat by Fenton 14-13. That was all first half scoring. And then the second game last week, they went to Elwood. They got a plus 54-point victory. Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes, 2 games starting out. They went. They were at Northwestern, 33-7 contest. Didn't get the win. They got the win last week, a plus 38-point victory, 46-8 over South Bend Clay. And here we are, week 3. We're almost to halftime. Dropping the throw. Bussinger going to release it. Incomplete. It's going to be tipped off, and the Blue Devils going to get it on the tip. Zane Goodrich at the right place at the right time. The tip off the receiver. Same velocity right behind him with Goodrich. He'll pick it off. So the Blue Devils are going to have a short porch here on offense. At the 20-yard line, they're in the red zone. First play after the turnover on the interception by Bussinger. So they'll work it from there. Blue Devils going to line it up at the right hash. They're going stacked left side. It's Mahane and Goodrich. Tight end right. Single man in the backfield. Shotgun snap. It'll be taken by Vancouver. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off right to left. That's Eli Carter. Kicks off a would-be tackler at the feet. Stays on his feet. Drives the play. They take him down near the 2. Take him down near the 2 at 18-yard run. And that was a lot of effort by Eli Carter to get those 18 yards. So they'll spot it at the 2 with a left hash. Vince Hoover back in the huddle after the getting the play from the sideline. Vince Hoover got to be in good physical shape to run to that sideline back to the huddle every play. He is. He's a junior. Vince Hoover, 6'3", 216. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Eli Carter gets the handoff straight up. Puts the helmet down. Drives it in. They're going to call the touchdown. Late signal on that touchdown. Drove it in. Eli Carter put another 6 on the board. Blue Devils go up 20-7. Point after touchdown on the way. Dakota Ferg carries out his block. Puts it where he wants it. And that's where Oliver Conaway will hold the football. After the snap comes in from Sam Clyde. Here comes a snap. High snap. Good hold. We got it down. Put it back down. Higher revolution right there. And the kick is good. by Dakota Third. That was a great hold by Oliver Conaway. He wasn't ready for that high snap. He reached that draft and put it on the block. Well done. I like Ray Guy. Ray Guy used to hold for punts. Part of him is a friend of mine, but he went two games, I understand, this week. Ray Guy, if you remember him, he was a punter for the Raiders. Back when they had the Astrodome, they had that scoreboard way at the tip top of the Astrodome. And in the Pro Bowl, Ray Guy said before the game that he was going to hit that scoreboard, and he did. He punted it so high, it hit the scoreboard. Ray Guy, he's in the Hall of Fame. A punter. And I'm saying what I got to mention. You need to make plans. Make plans. Book your appointment. I tell you what, Indiana Beach Campground and RV Resort here in Monticello. They're at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can call them at 574-583-4141 or on the web, it's IDRES@IndianaBeach.com. You know, getting ready to kick it away. Dakota Ferg. Go boot a high resolution. Go end under end. They're going to be taken at the 11 on the run back Twin Lakes. They go up the middle of the field. They'll get what he can. They'll tackle him near the 27-yard line. They'll put him in play there. Twin Lakes football, 3:44 left. Third of 21-7 ball game. We're nearing halftime. And again, Indiana Beach Amusement Park. Make family plans. They're actually open this weekend. And you can stop by. And I found out that they may be open maybe a week or two more with the good weather. But I'm written and then told to me by a lady at McDonald's that knows a whole lot of stuff. She used to work there. She said this is the last weekend, including Monday. The next week, General Motors will have a big wing day right there for their own people. So Indiana Beach, what a place to go. Handoff. Bussinger goes left side, taking the handoff. Number one, Grant. They're carrying for a first down. They get out across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Stop the clock. 3:38. They'll reset the chains. They'll start the clock again. They'll file at the 41-yard line, first and 10, Twin Lakes. 3:28 clock moving. The handoff. Ball came loose. Ball's loose on the surface. Tipped and picked up the loose ball. Initial hit, initial contact right there, dislodged the ball from Grant. The ball went forward. Blue Devils right there. A 3-yard fumble picked up. And Blue Devils will have it first and 10 in Twin Lakes territory. Right there at the 43-yard line from the right edge. So Tipton a chance to put some more points on the board. And as mentioned, they've got timeouts in their back pocket. So 3:24, clock stop for change of possession. 43-yard line. Blue Devils from the right hash. Twin Lakes territory. Play clock's at 8 seconds at the line of scrimmage. Got trips right side, slot left. Deep motion is Eli Carter. Talking about a pass in the flat. He's going to go down the seam. They're going left corner. Trying to find Zane Goodrich. A little bit overthrown. Just a little bit. Goodrich trying to get to the ball. Good pass, good resolution, and good spiral from Vince Hoover. A 40-yard pass play right there, trying to connect with Zane Goodrich. Stops the clock on the incomplete pass. 3:18 left, second quarter, 21-7. Blue Devils trying to tack on another score, whether that be a field goal or a touchdown. I talked to Dakota Curtis. He feels comfortable at 30-yard field goal. He might try a 40. Handoff right to left. Eli Carter. They're picking up a couple. Not much more. Maybe one. It's going to be third down 9. Ball spotted at the 42-yard line. Play comes in via the feet of Vince Hoover. Ball just inside the right hash. 21-7. Play clock at 20 seconds. Clock moving, 2:52. Second quarter clock. Slot left, split right. Should say trips to the left. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. taking the shotgun snap, Vancouver. He's going to take the ball himself. He didn't go right side. He was trying to get the sixth hole. He get a positive gain. He thought there initially he might pitch it to Eli Carter. He didn't think very long. He tucked it away and ran the football. Timeout called by Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes not wanting to take any timeout to the locker room. They're going to stop the clock at 2:35. Try to leave some time on that clock. Should they get the ball back? Fourth down play on the way. Fourth and three. Ball spotted at the 41-yard line of Twin Lakes. 2:35 on the game clock. I should mention them about Indiana Beach. Daily admission tickets are available. I think on Friday night, they're open 5 to 10. That's tonight. I think it's $19.99 to get in, to ride everything. You got to be 48 inches tall or taller to ride their bigger rides. And on the season pass, I think I mentioned this during a baseball game earlier this spring, a season pass for Indiana Beach, for an individual, $69.99. That's a bargain when you think about $19.99 to get in on a Friday evening. So here we go. Fourth down. Three. Shotgun. In the backfield with Vince Hoover. Is Eli Carter. Put out wide left, wide right. Double tight. Call the cadence. Time out. But it's going to be Tipton. Tipton was trying to draw off Twin Lakes. Trying to draw them off. Trying to get a free first down. Twin Lakes weren't going to budge. You don't really want to listen to the quarterback. You've got to watch that football. And that football snaps. That's your cue. So what Brett Favre, he had a pretty good tilt. He would pull you off sides in a heartbeat. Brett Favre and Mr. Rogers right there from the Green Bay Packers. But timeout on the field. Tipton Blue Devils called it. They may have two left to my recollection. I'm not writing those down. But I think they may have two left. Fourth down three is the situation. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line of Twin Lakes. 2:35 left here in the second quarter. Play clock begins. 21-7, Tipton in front. Shotgun formation. Ventura, spread out wide left, wide right. Mahaney to the right. Zane Goodrich left. See him in the backfield, Eli Carter. Here comes the snap, he's going to go to Carter. Wildcat, right there, he's going to get flag on the play. Eli Carter, going to get a big gain. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. It's going to be a first down, according to what the flag means. So if the flag is picked up, or if it's on, going to be holding against Tipton. Holding against Tipton, that might have been the hold that broke him. You never know. That hold might have been the hold that broke his good gainer. So you don't know until you look at the game film, pretty much. But they're going to back up. The Blue Devils will back up 10 yards from where the hold took place. The Blue Devils are going to put this ball in play at the Twin Lakes 44-yard line. Fourth down, 12. From the right hash, we're going to line up in punt formation. Levi Burkins going to line up 12 yards deep. Last snap, short hop the grass. Got to get a higher snap. Going to put it in his hands right about waist level. It's been much of a long snap. The pros in college snap at 15 yards. It's a high snap, but a good snap. To go out to try to go away from the return man, and it's going to be stopped inside the five. What a play. Good effort there on the gunner. Might have been Zane Goodrich on the gunner. Stopping that ball, I guess, right about the four. So that ball was on its way. Might have gotten the end zone on the roll. Zane Goodrich laid out to stop it. 2:14 left. Second quarter, Twin Lakes going to begin to drive from their own 4-yard line. 21-7. Twin Lakes may have one timeout left. If they don't have one, they don't have any. They're going to send out trips to the right side, tight end left. There's hand off, single man in the backfield, and you get a positive gain. They get it out to the 11-yard line. That was Sage Brandt. Sage Brandt, the ball carrier. We saw C.J. Brummett. Got three or four plays. So what C.J. Brummett was moving the football also. Not sure why we haven't seen him carrying the ball anymore. Shotgun formation. Bussinger. Get a pass play. Right side. Couldn't complete it. Eli Carter was there in a hurry. Pass going to go off the fingertips of number three, Aiden Venters. Aiden Venters, he's a junior, 5'11", 175. Incomplete pass, clock stops at 143. Third down, three. Tipton can hold them right here, make them punt. Tipton will have a little time on the clock. Shotgun formation, Bussinger, single man in the backfield. Bussinger to the pass. Left side got a first down. Out of bounds, stop the clock. So they work right back to him. That's number three, Aiden Venters. Couldn't catch the last when he caught that one for a first down. Bussinger making some good throws right here in the flats here this evening. He's got an arm. Shotgun, Bussinger, pass play. Gonna let one go across the middle. Try to get it to Venters again. A little bit out in front of him. Middle of the field, he goes incomplete. Dropping off into coverage, linebackers. Also right there, dropping off. 60, Levi Burkett. 1:35, clock stops. Second down, 10. 21-7, we're nearing halftime. Twin Lakes possession. Ball spotted at their own 16. Going to hear it off the ball carrier, Sage Brandt. This is a bully. He's going to get a first down. They'll stop the clock. Just got enough. Sage Brandt, senior athlete, 5'10", 2'10", wears number one. He'll move the chains. Now they'll start the clock. Chains are set. 1:23 on the game clock. Tempo offense, once again, they're in a hurry. Hurry up offense, two-minute offense. Pass to the flat. Caught. They get out of bounds about the 36-yard line. Credit to carry. I should say the reception. Anthony McFadden. Anthony McFadden plays the slot position, 6'170", just a junior, wears number 89. That's Mike Ditka's number. They're working quick. They're going to call timeout. Timeout, Tipton. Tipton going to stop the clock right here. Going to regroup just a little bit. 1:15 left before halftime. They're going to talk it over. Don't want to go in there. Halftime giving up a score prior to. And then the Blue Devils are going to kick off second half. 1:15 left. Good ball game here at Monticello. You knew it was going to be a good one. Both teams coming here, one win, one loss. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com in varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, their Class 1A state champions this year. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Pass play, right side in the flat. It's going to get plenty. Down the field, making a catch here. A new receiver caught by Caleb Turner. Caleb Turner makes a catch. Caleb Turner, a senior, 5'7", 150. Moved the chains once again. Gets out of bounds. Stopped the clock at 1:11. A four-second play from the right hand. Bussinger calling the cadence. Trips to the left. Pass play. He'll look left. They're trying to double screen right here. Catch is made. Tackle was not made. Came up empty on the tackle. He's going to get a positive gain. You get out of bounds. Positive gain. Ball moves into Blue Devil territory at the Blue Devil 41-yard line from the right hash. Clock moving. 56 seconds left. Didn't get out of bounds. Pass play. Right flat. Caught. He's going to get inside the 40. He's going to be tackled down at the 38-yard line. credit to tackle. Get the Blue Devil, Eli Carver, Sr., makes a stop at the cornerback position. 37 seconds clock moving. Ball's at the 38-yard line of Tipton from the right hash. Dropping the throw out of shotgun. Pass play. Right there in the gap. Couldn't get it to him. Tried to thread the needle between two Blue Devil defenders. Came up empty. No. What they're right there. Stops the clock at 28.1. That pass was intended for Jayden Franciscina. Franciscina couldn't bring it in. He's a senior, 5'11", 200. Lines up as a wide receiver. Baseball player also. Shotgun formation. Going to be a fake the handoff. Play action. He'll carry the ball himself. Bussier. They're staying bounds. They'll call timeout. And Twin Lakes will call their final timeout. They stopped the clock with that final timeout at 20.5 seconds left. Defensive backs, be aware this ball is going to be thrown deep. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line from the right hash. 2-minute timeout. Both teams going to utilize the time off the clock here. Class 2A coaches poll through week number 2. This is through 2 weeks. At number 1 is Evansville Modern Day at 2-0. Number 2 is Eastbrook Panthers at 2-0. Number 3 is Linton Stockton at 2-0. Number 4 is Andrea, they're the state champions from a year ago. They're 0-2. Number 5 is Indianapolis Cecina, 2-0. Number 6 is Fort Wayne Lures, they're 1-1. 7 is Triton Central, 2-0. Number 8 is Heritage Christian, 2-0. Number 9 is Eastside, they're 1-1. Number 11 is Central Catholic, they're 1-1. LaVille at number 12, they're 2-0. Number 13 is Alexandria Tigers, 1-1. And we'll finish this in just a moment. The lineup in a shotgun from the 36-yard line. Trips left, split out wide right, pass play. Left flat, going to let the ball go. It's going to be incomplete. Basically grasp the football, trying to avoid a sack. And Bussinger accomplished exactly that. 16.1 left. And we'll also mention number 12 is LaVille. They're 2-0. And I think number 13 is Alexandria Tigers, 1-1. Number 14, Eastern Comets, 1-1. 15 is Eastern Pekin. Eastern Pekin, they are 1-1. 16 is Brownstown Central, they're 1-1. 17 is North Posey, 2-0. Number 18 is Sullivan, 2-0. Number 19 is Tipton Blue Devils, 1-1. So Twin Lakes turns the ball over on downs. Blue Devils going to take a snap. They got an empty backfield. Shotgun snap going to be taken at the 30 by Vince Hoover. 16.1 left. Going to drop the throw. Going to throw one on the slam pattern from the right split in. Catch is made. It's Eli Carver. Timeout called by the double check here. Yeah, it's going to be called by the Blue Devils. Blue Devils are going to spend that last timeout. I believe it's the last. Ball is out to the 45-yard line. Just inside the right hash. So Blue Devils are going to talk this over. We saw a hook and ladder play earlier. Might have been 2 weeks ago. That might be in the arsenal option right here in the huddle for the Blue Devils. We'll see what they dial up here for their second down play with 9.4 left here in the second quarter. Those Indianapolis Colts, they went against Tampa Bay last Saturday night. Played a good team. Got a good win over a Tampa Bay offense. Tom Brady only played one possession. Tom Brady, he's probably ready to go. Guy 45 years old, has plenty of wisdom in football, even though he was a 6th-round draft choice by the Patriots out of Michigan. So Blue Devils going to jog out to the surface. 9.4 left, ball's middle of the field. Sam Klein over the football. Line up in a shotgun, single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Slot left, tight end right. Gets some instruction from the sideline, call the cadence. Vince Hoover, he'll take the snap. He's going to drop 2 steps. The pass it, going to try the hook and ladder play. Wasn't caught. They tried it left side, trying to get it to Mahaney. Mahaney couldn't bring it in. Eli Carter was trailing the play, looking for that pitch. But the initial catch was not made. It's a pretty good bullet. Pretty good bullet thrown by Vince Hoover. Pretty much got to throw a bullet in that case. back in the day when San Diego and Miami was going at it, it went overtime. I tell you what, they tried that. They did that hook and ladder play. I think that's where everybody picked it up. In that ball game, they did it successfully with Matt Moore. Shotgun formation, empty backfield. Vince Hoover. Flag on the play. It's going to be thrown by the defensive back official and another one at the line of scrimmage. Delay of game is going to be the penalty. They'll back it at 5. 5.2 left. So the Blue Devils will put in play right there at the 40 from the right hash. See if the Blue Devils can elect to run a play here or if they're just going to take a kneel down. Let the clock run out. 21-7. Vince Hoover jogs into the huddle. He jogs in. They're going to run a play. He's going to jog into the huddle to tell the play. He's going to run one. Trips left. Slot right from the right hash. Balls at the 40. Vince Hoover, empty backfield. He'll call the cadence. 5.2 left. He'll drop the throw. He's going to let one go. He's going to get out of the pocket. He'll roll right. He'll let one go down the sideline. It's going to be caught, but it's going to, the clock's going to empty out. He got inside the 20. I think that was Zane Goodrich. Yes, it was. Zane Goodrich on the reception. So we'll go to halftime. 21-7. Blue Devils in front. They're going to enjoy the band here at halftime. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention we are at halftime, and you're listening to Tipton Blue Devils football. Made possible by the following support sponsors. We at PutMeInSports.com thank you for listening and ask you as a listener to please patronize the following companies as they are making tonight's education-based varsity high school football game available to be heard on internet radio. We thank you for listening. We're going to begin this in just a moment. We'll try a different routine this week. Hopefully this will work. So we'll see if this is connected. We're going to go from here. We're going to push the button.
Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for you financially. At Encompass Credit Union, we provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. We welcome each member as if they are our only member. We are Encompass Credit Union. Yes, at Encompass Credit Union, we are community-minded, just like you. Reach us by phone, 800-675-8852. Again, that number is 800-675-8852 on the World Wide Web at EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union.
The Tipton Tribune. Michelle Garman leads the Tipton Daily Tribune for coverage of Tipton Daily Sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton Daily Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton Daily Tribune on Facebook and on Twitter at Michelle_Garman. That's at Michelle. MICHELLE_Garman for updates on area games and matches.
Discount copies, 317-773-8783, offering a wide range of services. High-speed copies, blueprint size color prints up to 36 inches by 48 inches, laminations up to 22 inches wide. We do invitations for weddings, graduations, and social events. Business cards, business letterhead, and business envelopes. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday by appointment. Public fax service, send or receive. Discount copies, 100 Mesa Drive behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32, west edge of Noblesville. Email, discount copies, 96@gmail.com.
Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. Call them at 765-292-5000. 2315. Or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. It's Mike and Nathan
Atlanta, Indiana. Licensed, insured, honest,
dependable, and always professional. Survey our community for more than 30 years. Rutledge Well Drilling.
ATM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now ATM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. Call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at ADM Auto LLC. Or find us for Tower Street West off of State Road 19. We are behind the Arcadia Ballpark, ADM Auto.
LipsandFishers.com. It's 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them by phone at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton City locations, Fritz and Fishers, at 8599 East 116th Street, and Fritz in Mobilesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Mobilesville, and on State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. FRITZ.
Noblesville Trophies. Shop us online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and facts. Thanks for long. Pricing rose so well you're going to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 317-773-7391. Online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com.
RE/MAX Anu Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anu Realty and connect with real estate experts today. RE/MAX Anu Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anu Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-3100. Again, their number is 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web at anurealtyhomes.com. That's RE/MAX, the new realty.
Hope Jewelers, Tipton, Indiana. Precious times are made for precious moments, and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach us by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers.
Jim's Dandy Restaurants. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, we strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first plate from scratch, we at Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of our guests first, no matter what day it is. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Tipton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurants always looking forward to making each visit
feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name.
Century 21 Real Estate. Lease is so spare. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledge. Lease is so spare. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lease is so spare. Century 21 Sheep, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison County since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes there. A passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations.
Chicken Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Visit us at Ace Hardware, located at 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We're just east of McDonald's and right next to O'Reilly's Auto Parts. For all of your grill, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paints and tool needs, visit us in the store, or they also can pick up as a curb service for your convenience. Also, you are welcome to visit us online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and knowledgeable people. Good variety in the highly recommended store. Ace, the helpful place. Dial us by phone at 765-675-6740. That's Ace Hardware in Tipton.
Tonight's game is being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals, 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one way and local for households and businesses. Cardinal Dams up to 26 feet commercial with liftgate. Full line of living supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner Dirt is on-site daily. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., Indiana Express Rentals.
Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. Smith and Lantau is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family, located at 114 4th Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We welcome you at Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. We are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call us at 765-675-2432. Again, that number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of our patients. That's Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry.
Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034, in South End of Cicero, in Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are there to ensure you get the right part the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero, Indiana.
While growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming a young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school wrestling match and matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions. When called upon, we wish the best for this year's Clifton Blue Devils football team. And every Friday night, as they seek to demolish the Friday night opponents. Signed, Scott, a forever fan of the Clifton Blue Devils.
Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Clifton Blue Devils football team. This sponsor attended grades K-12 in the Clifton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree, and while there, at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the three most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for...
So that's fantastic. We appreciate that. Clock's rolling down. Right here, we got about under a minute to go here. They'll put three more minutes back out there. As Carly was reading that ad, it kind of kicked off a tad bit early. But Carly is my daughter, and she said that this support sponsor that speaks about that ad met his wife at Purdue. Just celebrating then, now, and forever. Well, I bring that back up to you because got to mention, today, during my work day, I was working for a gentleman today about 11 o'clock, and he was not going to climb a ladder. He's at the age of 74, but he let me know today. He was excited when he told me that today is he and his wife's 50th anniversary. So they've been married 50 years today. That's October the 2nd. 50 years ago they were married, and that's pretty special. And my new friend that I made today is Mr. John Green. What a gentleman. But anyway, I listened to the radio today. Got a little time to mention this. Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw turned 74 today. What a gentleman. I tell you what, that guy could throw a football. You look back at some NFL films, and you watch some NFL film on him, he threw a football about like it was a baseball. That guy could throw a spiral in it. His index finger was on the tip of the football. You check him out. Tip of the football. That's a pretty big hand. But he does a great job for CBS. I enjoy listening to it. Even his comedy. If you didn't know, he did some country music singing. That's Terry Bradshaw, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. I think he didn't quite get that one for the thumb in the 70s. They won some Super Bowls. They blocked him in. Franco Harris, Rocky Blyer, Lynn Swann, John Stallworth. Them guys played the game. Mike Webster, the center. God rest his soul. L.C. Greenwood. If you didn't know, L.C. Greenwood, in the Super Bowl against the Vikings, recorded a safety against Fran Tarkenton, and that was the first safety ever recorded in a Super Bowl. L.C. Greenwood. I think I'm telling that right. It's a defensive line. But anyway. Now I think of Dwight White. Now that I think of it, Dwight White in the 78 recorded the first safety against Fran Tarkenton in the Super Bowl. So they've warmed up. Clock's getting ready to empty out. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. And while we're talking about it, let's talk about the high school football rankings for national rankings, top 10. Number 1, St. John Bosco, out of California. Number 2 is Modern Day. Yeah, it's a California Modern Day, not an Indiana. Evansville team, no. Number 3 is St. Francis Academy. That's in Maryland. Number 4 is IMG Academy. That's in Bradenton, Florida. Kevin Wright, the oldest son of Bud Wright, Coach Larry Bud Wright, his son, Kevin, coached there maybe 3, 4, 5 years, did well. Matter of fact, I'll let you know, one season, he had 31 seniors that were all getting ready to go Division I football the next season. That's remarkable. And I will also mention number 5, St. Thomas Aquinas. They're in Florida. Number 6, Bishop German. They're in Nevada. Number 7, Westlake. That's in Austin, Texas. That's where Drew Brees went to high school. Number 8 is Chandler. That's in Arizona. Number 9 is Centennial, California. And number 10 is Buford. They're out of Georgia. That's the top 10 national rankings for this week. Blue Devils going to kick off. They're going from my right to my left. They're going away from the scoreboard. Good boot. To the 5-yard line on the return. Yeah, somebody dropped a chair back there. She didn't apologize. But anyway, the return is out beyond the 20-yard line. We're called about the 21. And Twin Lakes is going to put the ball in play. First possession of the second half. Twin Lakes, after Tipton did not get the toss right before the game out there center of the field, Twin Lakes had the option to receive or defer, and they elected to defer. They kicked off first half. Tipton just kicked off to Twin Lakes. That's where we're at. Shotgun formation from 21. Handoff left to right. Should say right to left. Sage Brandt. Again, the ball carrier. He moves the pile, and the whistle comes up a bit later than some would have expected because his legs were churning. He kept moving. Sage Brandt going to get a good pickup of about 6 yards. Second down, 4. Ball's out the middle of the field. Spotting it for 27. Trips to the left. Spin out wide right. Sing him in the backfield. Bussinger. To take the handoff. Play action to go left side. Completion. Just flipped down. Got some dew hitting the grass right now. Slipped down. Trying to make a cut. They get the first down on the carry. And they'll move the chain. So, credit that catch. Twin Lakes. The lineup in a trips right side. Spit out wide left. Dropping a throw. They're going to stop the play. They're going to kill it. It's going to be a legal procedure. Pre-snap right there against Twin Lakes. So illegal procedure, they'll back it up 5. They call that a false start in the NFL. Then they'll say the number of who did it. They call that now, that is, they call that a false start in the college ranks now. Didn't used to. They also give the number of who did it. But in high school, when they do that signal, kumbaya, it's illegal procedure. It's not a false start, and they don't tell the number of who did it. So anyway, they're going to hand off left to right. Sage Brandt. Ben is moving. Getting his legs are moving. He gets out to the 36-yard line. He gets back to about the original 6. Going to pick up a few. They'll line up a second down and 11. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line of Twin Lakes. Trips to the right. Tight end left, they go motion away, but give it to the motion man. 5-hole sweep. Give it to the motion man. Carried by Ventures. It's Aiden Ventures. He's a junior. Where's number 3? You pick up a positive gain. 4th down. I think about 3rd down, 7. Ball spotted right at the 40-yard line. They got slot right and he dropped the throw. Pass play right side, he's open. Gonna get a first down. He's gonna get more. He's gonna bounce off a would-be tackler. Eli Carter couldn't hold him. He bounces off. And a good catch and good yards after the catch. So working right there. McFadden makes the catch. That's 89. Anthony McFadden. He's a junior. Shotgun. Pass play. In the flat right side, caught. Going to get inside the 45 to the Blue Devils 41. Blue Devils 41 makes the catch. Caleb Turner. Caleb Turner, a senior, 5'7", 150. And Buckinger passes to the flats. And what he's throwing, a good spiral. Good tight spiral to the flats. Picking up some downfield blocking by his teammates. He's looked at a pass and a roll left. He'll pass me, tipped off, tipped to himself, and picked off. Blue Devil linebacker playing his position well right there. That's going to be Levi Birkin. Levi Birkin playing the right outside linebacker. Blocked the pass. Pass was on a dime. Stepped into passing lane, tipped it up, and went to the ground, caught it himself. Levi Carter. He's got to take it back. Levi Birkin. Get the ball back to the Blue Devils. Blue Devils take over at their own 36. Stops a good drive by Quinn Lake. Dodgehead formation. Split wide left, wide right. Sit him in the back there is Eli Carter. He'll take a snap. He'll hand off to Eli. He'll bounce off a would-be tackler at the line of scrimmage. He'll bounce that outside right side. At the Blue Devils sideline, he gets into Twin Lakes territory. He lines it up to Twin Lakes territory. He's going to pick up about 24 yards on the carry. He was stopped at the line of scrimmage. Bounced off and went veered right side. Got around the right end, the 8-hole. Got a good gainer. And the Blue Devils have it first and 10 at the Twin Lakes 42-yard line. Vince Hoover, shotgun formation. Split wide right. Double tight. Single man in the backfield is Calvin Condon. Eli Carter getting a break. Calvin Condon dishes it up. Goes up to Jet. Get a positive game at Calvin Condon. He'll take up about 4 on the carry. 8:56 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. Second possession of the second half. Twin Lakes were kicked to. They moved it down the field. They give the ball back to Tipton on an interception, a tip play. And Tipton is across midfield. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. Twin Lakes at the right half. Clock moving, 8.5 minutes left. 21-7. Tipton in front. Handoff, they're going to get it to Condon. Single man in the backfield. They get a positive gain. They'll get near first down yardage. The ball made it come, though. It's going to be a tackle. No beanbags in there. I saw them last week. They're throwing orange type of device instead of a beanbag now for a fumble that's been fumbled. They used to throw in white beanbags, but they moved to the orange bags, make them more, I guess, noticeable. So Blue Devils moved the ball to the 31-yard line of Twin Lakes from the right hash. 8:05, clock moving, third quarter. Blue Devils by 14, 21-7. We're at Twin Lakes High School. Hoosier Conference crossover game, East visiting the West. Hand off to give to Eli Carter. He digs around, looks like a jitterbug. He's going to get close to first down yardage. They're going to move the chains. First down, Tipton. The timeout on the surface here. They're going to take a break. Twin Lakes Indian trying to work his way back to the huddle. He's going to jog off the surface. The way he's jogging now looks like he will be back. So taking a breather is Anthony McFadden jogging off. They'll check on him. He'll be back. Shotgun formation, Tipton. Ball's at the 20-yard line with the red zone. They hand off to Eli Carter. He goes right side, 6-hole. Positive gain. Going to be close to a first down. Yes, he's going to say first down. They'll move the chains. The ball's inside the 10. It's going to be first and goal at near the 8.5. Blue Devils first and goal just inside the right hash. 7:37, clock moving, third quarter. Blue Devils in front, 21-7 from the right hash. First and goal from the 8. Shotgun formation. Eli Carter in the backfield, he'll get the handoff. He'll move right, he'll move left. He'll take it up the gut. You're going to get to the 6-yard line. They pick up a couple. It's going to be second down goal from the 6. Blue Devils on offense. Making good of a Levi Birkin interception. Birkin got the interception back at the 36-yard line. Tipton territory. Came at a pretty good time. Levi Burkett. 6:52 on the game clock. They break huddle to the line of scrimmage. Ball spotted at the 6-yard line. Split wide right, split wide left is Dane Goodrich. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. He'll get the hand off. He'll work it left, cut it back right. That's the gut. He'll get what he can. They're going to spot him inside the 5 near the 3-yard line. Play clock begins at 40. It's at 33. 6:26, clock moving. Third down goal from the 3-yard line. Blue Devils huddling. Play coming into the tunnel with Vince Hoover's Greggs. Call the play. Call once, maybe twice. They break up. Play clock's at 13. It started at 40. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover, single in the backfield is Calvin Condit. Foot wide left, wide right, short side of field. Takes the snap, high snap, had to catch it from himself. Picked it back up, and Vince Hoover dives in. He got close to the goal line, but he had to do what he could to retain possession of that football. Just a bit of a high snap. They'll lose one, they'll mark it at the 4. Fourth and 4. Blue Devils going to go for the touchdown. Back into the huddle, Eli Carter. Back into the huddle, calling the play, Vince Hoover. 14 seconds on the play clock, still in the huddle, they'll break now. 10 seconds, jog up to the line of scrimmage. Fourth and 4, they need 4 yards for the Pager. Fourth and goal, 3, 2, becomes a handoff. Eli Carter will veer left. He'll go back right. He'll dive forward. He'll go a couple of yards deep in the end zone. Touchdown, Eli Carter. He was avoiding a couple of would-be tacklers. Eli Carter was not going to be denied. The Blue Devils go up by 20. 27-7. They'll try the point after touchdown. Dakota Ferg puts the block down. Working right there is the holder. Number 12, Oliver Conaway. He gets his snap, it's down below, and put it back on the block, and it's a good kick. They didn't say it went wide left. Evidently wide left, the elevation was high. Pulled it left. So, 27-7, Blue Devils up by 20 points. Third quarter, 5:09 left. So Blue Devils going to kick the ball away. And then Blue Devils and Indians playing right now. Coach Aaron Toll began with the Blue Devils back in 2005. This is year number 18. He's done battle with the Twin Lakes Indians 15 times. And of those 15 games, Coach Aaron Toll has 9 wins. So he's working right here at game number 16 since he began as a 50 Blue Devil coach. And back in sectional day, back in 2015, the Blue Devils played Twin Lakes twice. Blue Devils got the win 28-27 2015 on October 16th. And we talked to Coach Toll at pregame, then they turned around the next week. And they evidently drew each other. The two teams played again on October 23rd of 2015, and Twin Lakes got the win, 33-12. So back-to-back games, that doesn't happen very often. 5:09 left, getting ready to kick the ball away, Dakota Ferg, 40-yard line from the left hash, waiting for the whistle. There's the whistle. 6-yard approach, Miss Squibler on the ground. They'll bounce over the second from the back row. Back row picks it up. Across the 20. Working out to the 30. He's got room to run. They're going to rely on Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg will slow him up. It's a good return. They get it back to the 31-yard line. Dragged down right there by Isaiah Mahaney. A great return by Twin Lakes Indian. 34, Isaac Reese. He's a sophomore. 6'2", 170. Takes it out, takes it across midfield, puts it down at the Blue Devil 33-yard line. Short porch for Twin Lakes. Trips to the left without wide right. Handoff. They'll go right to left. He'll break contain and get a couple of yards. In on the carry, number 30, Gage Custer. Gage Custer is a junior, 5'9", 175. He goes right to left. He gets around the seven hole, breaks contain, picks up a couple. Second down, 8. Play comes in. Call timeout. They're going to reset the play clock to 40. Play clock reset to 40. It was evidently elapsing probably a little bit too quickly. Umpire calls time. It's one hand in the air, like he's picking up a cloud, pressing a cloud. That means put the 40-second clock back to 40. So shotgun formation. Drop in the throw, you're going to hand off. Hand off Custer, evidently the ball carrier again, against the 30-yard line and pick up maybe 3. It's going to be 3rd and 7. So they're going to call it 6 on the board, but 3rd and 7. Sage Brandt back in the offense. And then he'll huddle up with quarterback Davin Bussinger. Bussinger having a good passing game today's contest. As I mentioned last week, he threw for 6 yards. They ran for 308 in a 46-8 victory over South Bend Clay. To be caught. Coming back to make the catch. That's well done. Hit the 22-yard line. He'll hit the grass. Catch is made by number 2, Jaden Francescina. Francescina, pretty good athlete. That's an understatement. So they'll move the chains. They'll pick up a 1st down. 1st and 10. Twin Lakes at the 22 of Tipton. 3-man front, 4-man linebackers. A handoff up to Gus at Sage Brandt. They'll work inside the 15, drive those legs, and they'll tackle him at the 14-yard line. Sage Brandt. So they'll bring up a 2nd down play after a gain of 8. 2nd and 2, ball's resting at the 14-yard line of Tipton at the right hash. They'll go trips left side. Tight end right, single man in the backfield, Sage Brandt. Shotgun snap taken by Davin. Davin's going to hand off. He'll go right side. Kind of got tripped up. That was Sage Brandt. He'll get to the 12. And they'll check the chains. And let's see if they see what they're going to do. They're going to say evidently it's short. They're going to give a 1st down. They move the ball, and then they say it's 1st down when it looked like it could have been measurable. Unbelievable. 2:36 on the game clock. They'll roll the clock. 27-7. Blue Devils in front. Shotgun. Davin Bussinger. Dropping a throw across the middle. Lost the handle. Pretty tight spiral. Probably had some sweat on those gloves. Ball went through the hands. Intended receiver was number 4, Reed Richards. He's a senior, 5'10", 170. As mentioned, Twin Lakes with 10 seniors. Tipton with 10 seniors. Twin Lakes with 19 juniors. Tipton with 9. 14 sophomores for Twin Lakes. 11 for Tipton. 13 freshmen for Twin Lakes. Tipton with 13. 59 rostered for Twin Lakes. 43 rostered for Tipton. Pass in the flat. Caught trying to break containment. They get out of bounds. No gain. Francescina makes the catch. Blue Devils chase him out of bounds. 60. Levi Burkett out there in the flat. So 2:17 left. Ball spotted at the 12-yard line. 3rd down, 9. From the left hash. Sage Brandt in the backfield. Quarterback taking the snap, shotgun, Davin Bussinger, the pass it, tried to make the catch near the 5, dove out, laid out for it, couldn't make the catch. Pretty low throw, would have been a good catch wearing those gloves. You know those gloves get sweaty. The stick them, not very good. You know them sticky gloves that they wear. Odell Beckham made that sensational catch about inside the 10. Dove up, grabbed his one hand. It's because he had stickiness all over the glove because they're just sold that way. Stick 'em is illegal. That's the greasy stuff that Lester Hayes used to put all over his socks and reach down and get sticky stuff for the Raiders. Pass play. Going to be a dead ball. Pre-snap foul. They're going to mention right now somebody either in the neutral zone or illegal procedure. It's going to be a procedure penalty against Twin Lakes. 2:12 left here in the third quarter. 27-7. Twin Lakes on the doorstep. So they'll take the penalty. Blue Devils will accept the penalty and they'll back them up 5 yards. Fourth down, 14. Twin Lakes has been in the red zone more than a few times, probably more than two times, maybe three times, but came up empty. It's another opportunity for the Blue Devils to stop them on a fourth and 14 from the 16 of Tipton. Pass play, right side, high pass caught. Franciscina catches it. They'll go inside the 5 to the 4 yard line. That's a fourth down play, but did not get necessary yardage. He needed the 3 yard line. Or excuse me, maybe the 2. The Blue Devils hold. Pass, but they're going to call a timeout. Official timeout. Player down. It's Twin Lakes Indian player. They're going to send the athletic trainer out there. The Blue Devils hold. Catch is made by Franskina. Good pass play. They needed 14. They got about 13, maybe 12 and a half. So they turn the ball over to the Blue Devils. Athletic trainer from Twin Lakes, couple of them out there checking on the player. Twin Lakes player about the 4 yard line right in the middle of the field. So they're checking on him. And again, we thank you for listening. And we'll mention once again that Atlanta New Earth Festival. It's back running. That COVID year was a bummer. Kind of kept them from having the Earth Festival that year. He's going to walk off the surface. That's number 3, Aiden Ventures. It's a good hand clap. He's walking up on his own. He's going to jog off. But that Atlanta Earth Festival, that's on September 24th, 25th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. Make your way to Atlanta, Indiana. That's a northern city, I should say town, right there in Hamilton County, right off of State Road 19. Check that out. I tell you what, that's a good event. If you like to the Covered Bridge Festival in Park County, you'll really like the Earth Festival in Atlanta, Indiana. It's the last weekend of this month, September. The Blue Devils take over 4 yard line. It's first and 10. 2:03 left, third quarter. Shotgun snap by Ben Schuber, going to be taken in about a yard deep in the end zone. Eli Carter right there. He didn't drop the throw. They're trying to throw it out of there. Kind of loosen up the defense. Pass play incomplete. They were trying for Isaiah Mahaney. Pass incomplete about the 38-yard line. So Hoover unleashes about a 40-yard pass, maybe 45 yards. A little bit out in front of Isaiah Mahaney. Going to bring up second down 10. Trying to loosen up that defense with that deep pass. Get them out of the dungeon right there. They are close to the goal line. A mishap could end up in a touchdown for Twin Lakes or a safety for Twin Lakes. About a yard deep in the end zone again, Vince Hoover. Shotgun formation. He'll hand off to Eli Carter. He'll go up the Gettys loop. He's going to outrun the defenders. He'll try. He's got a guy tracking down. He's going to go from the 4 yard line. It's going to be a 90. No, tripped him up. Laid out and tripped up his ankle. Knocked him down about the 10. And that was a race for the finish. What a tackle. Everybody thought that he was going the distance. He reached out, got his foot as he dove forward and tripped up Eli Carter. Eli Carter made it to the 10. That was an 86-yard run for Eli Carter. That's going to help the stats department. Shotgun formation, split left, split right. Tied in both sides. Call the shotgun snap. Vince Hoover hands it off. Condit, Calvin Condit, the ball carrier, to the 6 yard line. Going to bring up second down goal from the 6. C.J. Brummett in on the stop. C.J. Brown, baseball shortstop for Twin Lakes Indians. So the Blue Devils are going to go to the line of scrimmage. 15 on the play clock. Game clock moving under a minute, 53 seconds. Shotgun formation. Vince Hoover. Calvin Condit in the backfield. Slot right, tight end left. Give it to Calvin once again. He's inside the five. Let's try to push him backwards. He's going to be tackled at the five-yard line. Picks up another one. So it's going to be third down goal from the five. Blue Devils will probably consciously make keeping that ball in front of the goalpost. They're in the center of the field. So you try a pass play out in the flat. If it's incomplete, the ball will come back to the center. It's a pretty good spot for a field goal attempt should Dakota Ferd be called upon. 9 seconds, clock rolling down. Blue Devils probably going to call a timeout here with the 1 second left. Nope, they're going to let it elapse. They're going to take the delay of game. Take that back then. The play clock was behind the game clock. I was not in eye shot of the game clock. Clock empties out. Third quarter complete. Ball's at the five. Blue Devil's going to have it third and goal from the five. They'll invert the field. And they'll play down here. Blue Devils will go towards the scoreboard now. They'll be going from the east to the west. The 27-7 ball game, third quarter just completed. So a good ball game in the works right here. Both these teams well familiar with one another. And working pretty well. I did figure up in 15 games, Twin Lakes versus Tipton. I did the average for the scoring, figured up all the scoring. Tipton in 15 games has scored 395 points versus Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes in 15 games has scored 359 points against Tipton. Tipton, average score per game, 26.3. Twin Lakes, average score per game, 23.9. That's a pretty good matchup. 15 games. This is year number 18 for Coach Aaron Pohl. He's been a part of each and every one of those games. 12 minutes on the game clock. 27-7. Ball spotted at the 5. Tipped into the line of scrimmage. Twin Lakes ready for defense. Whistle blows. Play clock is at 20. Game clock stationary, waiting on the snap. Shotgun formation, Condit in the backfield. Spit out wide left, wide right, they got double tight. There's a snap. Gonna roll left, a little bit left, pass play to the corner, got it. Catch is made by Eli Carter, right at the pylon, at the goal line, is a good ball. It was a great pass from Vince Hoover. It was on a dime just prior to Eli Carter going out of bounds. He thread the needle, there were two defenders there. Touchdown Tipton, 33-7, a third and goal play. Next a touchdown from Vince Hoover to Eli Carter. So they put the ball on the block again. Dakota Ferd's out there. Out there to hold Oliver Conaway, number 12. Klein, good snap, good hold, boots through the uprights. That was good, it's 34-7. 27-point advantage for Tipton. 11:55 left here in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils and Tipton. Tipton getting ready to boot the ball away. And we'll go around the docket again. Games happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference. Game night here on the second day of September. Week three, all these games are cross-conference games. That means the East team is playing the West team. 10 teams. Playing tonight, two unbeaten teams are at Benton Central. It's Benton Central and Lewis Cass. They're 2-0 each. 7 o'clock also, it's at Northwestern is at Central Catholic tonight. 7:30 game, Rensselaer Central is at Hamilton Heights. Playing on the Huskies' new synthetic field turf field. First game there. 7:30, Tipton right here at Twin Lakes. Another 7:30, Western is at West Lafayette. Shane Fry, coach of West Lafayette. That guy's brilliant. So they're going to boot the ball away, Blue Devils. Going to kick it from the left hash. Dakota Ferg will put it. We'll see if he goes on the ground again. He sticks one on the ground. See if he tries to get some elevation after the, out of this one. There's the whistle, 6-yard approach. He's going to boot, he's going to be a line drive. It's going to go, see if it does. It goes out of bounds. Inside the 20, the 15-yard line. So another kick out of bounds. You don't want to kick the ball out of bounds. It's not a common goal. It does happen. This is the second time tonight. I think that the Blue Devils have given up. I think it's them. We've seen the ball go out of bounds twice tonight. They'll come back to the 35-yard line. The offense will take over. That's Twin Lakes. First and 10 from the 35-yard line at the right hash. Ball went out of bounds on the Blue Devils' sideline. That's closest to where the ball is on the hash mark. So it's first and 10, Twin Lakes. They'll line up. Shot down once again of Gavin Bussinger, junior quarterback, calling the cadence. Single man in the backfield. They got trips to the right, tied in left. They're going to hand off right to left. Pretty good game there. Pick up about 9 on the carry. They got C.J. Brummett back in the ballgame. I'm wondering where he's been. I hope he's okay. C.J. Brummett, a good 1-2 punch with Sage Brandt. Second down, 1. Shotgun, single man in the backfield. Trips to the right. Same formation. Going to hand off. First down yardage gained out to the 49-yard line. Hand off once again, C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett like a bowling ball. C.J. Brummett will miss him. 5'9", 185. Put some muscle on over the summer. Coach mentioned, that's Coach Kevin Saylor, dropping back to pass over the middle, caught. Nice pass play. Complete across midfield to the 40. Working right there. He is back in the ballgame. That's 89, Anthony McFadden, junior athlete. He went out on his own accord just a while ago. Had to take a playoff. He's back in the game. Going to be a flag thrown by the linebacker official. So linebacker official is going to be for going to be a legal procedure against the Twins, I should say, Twin Lakes. Right here, here's Lake Freeman, Lake Schaefer, hence the Twin Lakes. They move it back 5 on the illegal procedure. Back to the 44. Trips to the left, spit out wide right, single man in the backfield. Shotgun, Bussinger. Take the handoff, it'll go left side pass play. Caught. We'll try to get it to the 40. And make the catch. Right there on the defense is Mahaney. Catch is going to be made by number 8, Landon Arthur. He's a junior. 6'2", 170. Tempo still happening. Haven't seen a huddle tonight from Twin Lakes. On offense, shotgun. We give a handoff right to left. C.J. Brummett, he's loose. C.J. Brummett, he walked the sideline. Twin Lakes sideline, and he pushed out of bounds near the 1-yard line. 1-yard line, Isaiah Mahaney was there. Helmet comes off of Brummett. He's okay. Brummett's going to walk back to the sideline. Isaiah Mahaney still on his knee right there. He's gonna ask for, I said, Burke Emmer gonna come over and check on him. Pushed out of bounds. Good touchdown saving out of bounds tackle right there by Mahaney. Mahaney, we're hoping he's okay. Being checked on right now by Twin Lakes trainer. Here comes Burke Emmer all the way across the field. Right there near the pylon, the sideline. Right there, Twin Lakes sideline. Play went out of bounds. It's going to be first and goal from the 1 for Twin Lakes. We believe so. I think they got the ball spotted at the 4 in my ear. So it can be first and goal from the 4. They're checking on Isaiah Mahaney. He's a freshman. Isaiah Mahaney has some good hands. Up and coming receiver for the Blue Devils. He's up to the surface. He's going to jog off. He's going to jog the other way. He'll take a play off. At least one play. So he'll jog off right now. He's not going to be able to go into the huddle. He might have thought he was, but he's not going to be able to. If you stop the clock, official stops the clock for you. You got to set out at least one play. So they'll move it up to the 4-yard line, Twin Lakes, to the line of scrimmage. Coach Shear, Coach Birkin, athletic trainer, walking off the field. There's the whistle, play clock begins. 10-12 left here in the fourth, pavement out of bounds. Hand off, up the middle, touchdown, running play, Sage Brandt. Sage Brandt puts it in the end zone. Via the legs, about a one-hole dive. 10:09 clock stop to the point after. Take the block out there once again. It's number 12, Ethan Mead. He's a quarterback, defensive back. He's a freshman. 6'1", 135. He's got a good frame to develop as a good-sized quarterback in his next couple of years, if he truly needs to be. And Coach Saylor thinks the same way. So it's going to be a snap right here. Snap's good. The hold's good. The kick is good. Through the uprights. Credit to kick. Ethan Mead. He's 2 for 2 on the evening. Through the uprights. To kick the ball away to the Blue Devils here in a couple of minutes. 10:09 left here in the fourth quarter. Twin Lakes makes it a 20-point game once again. 34-14. Blue Devils in front. We do thank you for tuning in. PutMeInSports.com. We'll let you know we are happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. Football in the fall. And basketball in the winter. PutMeInSports.com, internet radio. We appreciate you listening. So, getting ready to boot the ball away. Blue Devils still huddled up. Twin Lakes can jog out. The line up there, kicking units. The band making that joyful noise right here. It sounds good. Good band right here at Twin Lakes High School. I said what? Athletic director, right here, Daniel Sykes, will mention the former athletic director right here. What a gentleman. Athletic director, Kent Adams. He retired this year. He's not going to be the AD anymore. He tells me he's going to be the basketball coach for the boys. And he don't know when. Undetermined. Onside kick. It's caught. Onside kick on a hop. He goes up and gets it. At about the 14-yard mark, it pops up room service. That ball was popped. And I tell you what, he hit the ground with it. It revolutioned a couple times, hit the ground. Then it popped high about the 14-yard mark. Twin Lakes went up and got it. And they got the ball now. So they kicked off basically to themselves. 10:08 left. First and 10, Twin Lakes, handoff. Right to left, Sage Brandt. He's loose. We're going to get the penalty on it. Left corner of the end zone, touchdown. Sage Brandt takes it in from 42 yards out. Sage Brandt to pay dirt is 34-20. 10:03 left. Sage Brandt puts it in. Twin Lakes are spotted right there for the extra point. Ethan Mead will try the point after. He's 2 for 2. He'll try for 3 for 3. Freshman athlete, Ethan Mead. Good hold, good spot. Kick is good. Point after is good. It's 34-21. Blue Devils by 13. 13-point advantage. Blue Devils going to get back for a return once again. We'll see if Twin Lakes elects to do that again when the opportunity and option is staring him right in the face and the Blue Devils know it. So Blue Devils going to return. We'll see if they try that onside kick again. Like I said, that one was room service. That ball was not available for Tipton. I mean, that ball was on a dime up in the air and right into the hands of Twin Lakes. So they'll boot it away from midfield once again. Line judge hands the football to Ethan Need. And well, you probably couldn't script an onside kick any better than was just shown right here by Ethan Need. 10:03, there's the whistle. Here comes the approach. Onside kick again. It goes 10. Ball's on the scrum. A scrum. Let's see who's got it. Ball's loose. They're near the 43-yard line. And Tipton comes up with a loose ball. So Blue Devil's going to take over on offense. First and 10. There's conversation right there by three officials at the football site where they're going to spot it. Now all five officials are there having a conversation. Ball spotted right there near the 43-44-yard line. Blue Devils break pedal. They're ready to run an offensive play. They're waiting for a football. Blue Devils football needed. Officials were having a conversation. They didn't switch out the football. They are now. Shotgun formation. Vince Hoover, two in the backfield. Condit right, Eli Carter left, about a half a yard behind Vince Hoover, I used to watch him with Gomer, but a shotgun snap taken, you're going to flip it right side, a lateral against the Eli Carter, you pick up a couple, clock's going to move, Blue Devils, you can just have a sustained drive, stay in bounds. Clock moving, 9:45 on the game clock. 34-21. Play comes in from the sideline via the feet of Vince Hoover. It takes a wristband, he'll call the play. Play clock's at 13, now 12, they break pedal. Ball's at the right hash. Ball spotted at the 46 of Tipton. Working right there defensively. 3 man front. Twin Lakes are hand off left to right. They're getting behind the line of scrimmage. Flag comes in, working for extra yardage. Sometimes you just want to go down and avoid that strip. You know they're going to be trying to strip the ball. Flag on the play right there. Three officials talking it over. Flag lay there near the 44-and-a-half-yard line, Tipton territory. White-hatted umpire going to let us know it's a face mask against Twin Lakes. Let's see if that face mask signal exemplifies 15 or 5. Same signal in the first half, Tipton. They forked out 15 yards for the same penalty, and they're going to set this down at 5 with the proper signal from the umpire. Well done. Probably had a talk at halftime. Ball's rested at the 49-yard line. Blue Devils possession. Second down, 5. Eli Carter in the backfield. Shotgun, Vancouver. Split wide right, wide left. They'll hand it to Carter. Up the gut, he'll go one hole. He'll get across midfield. He'll keep his feet turning. He'll pick up a first down on the extra effort. Eli Carter will move the chains by about a yard. They're spotted at the 45. Chains are going to move. Clock stopped momentarily at 8:56. They roll the clock now. Chains are ready. 8:50 on the game clock. Play clock's at 20. Vince Hoover going to jog in, call the play in the huddle. 13 seconds. They'll jog up to the line of scrimmage. Got to get a little more urgency on getting this playoff. 5 seconds on the play clock. 3, 2, 1 to get snap off. Well done. Good clock management. Fly as the ball goes down and hit the backfield. Vince Hoover takes the brunt of a large hit by Twin Lakes Indians. It might have been a linebacker. We'll double check here. .32 on the play. What a hit. Mentioned that was Caden Deshaun. He's a senior, 5'9", 140. That was probably the hit of the game. Vince Hoover back up. He's shotgun formation. Vince Hoover, big boy, 6'3", 216. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off to Eli Carter. Carter trying to get back to the left scrimmage. He'll move it forward. He get a couple of yards after the contact. Eli Carter. They're helping him off the ground, off the surface now. He gives sportsmanship accomplishment where it's due. And well done right there. That was 75. Hunter Musall. Hunter Musall, a senior, 5'9", 265. Shotgun formation. Single man in the back, your slot left, tight end right. Colin McKay's taking a snap, rolling left, pass play. In the flat, a little bit tall. Went up to get it, nearly got it. Nearly got the reception. That was Zane Goodrich. Made a valiant effort to catch that ball. Came up empty. It's going to be fourth down, 8. Ball's at the 43-yard line of Twin Lakes. Tipton going to send out the punting unit, going to try to pin in. I take that back. Take that back to 4th and 8. They're going to try to pin Twin Lakes. Levi Burkett standing at the Tipton 45. He'll take a 12-yard snap from Klein. He'll boot it to the corner. He gets some over revolution. He's going to get it out of bounds inside the 5 near the 3. Nice punt. Heard a flag was on the play, but don't see one. They're going to stop me. Double check where that's at. Could be illegal procedure against Tipton. That punt goes for nothing. So illegal procedure, they'll punt it again. You know Twin Lakes is going to accept the penalty. They're not going to take the ball inside the 5. 7:34 on the game clock. 34-21, Tipton. We're in the fourth quarter at Twin Lakes High School. Monticello, a beautiful city. Monticello, Indiana. They move it back out to the 48. Tipton's going to punt it again. Levi Burkett. Levi Burkett came up with an interception in this ball game. Stopped the drive of Twin Lakes. He's having an all-around good game. He'll take the snap from 12 yards deep. Stands at the 40. Comes a snap from Sam Klein. Snaps on the ground. He's available to be hit. He gets it left side. It's going to roll. Tips and roll. And Tipton's going to catch it early. He didn't really mean to want to do that. That ball's going to be spotted. That ball's going to be spotted where he touched it. So they'll put it out right there in play where he originally touched it the first time. So it's going to be pretty near the 20. See where they spot it. 7:32. They're going to spot it near the 19, they're saying. Right hash. 1st and 10, Twin Lakes Indians. They pick it up. They put it back down. Indians provided with their own football on offense and to kick. So, ball's at the 19th. 1st and 10. He got strips to the right. See him in the backfield. They'll hand off to him. Des Bussinger. You get a positive gain. He'll pick up a couple, maybe 3. Custer, the ball carrier. Twin Lakes back to the line of scrimmage. Tempo offense. They don't really change plays out of the offense like you would see a Central Catholic changing a play. Pass play in the flat. Caught. He's out to the 25. Tackle made. That was Anthony McFadden. McFadden in the left flat. And on the stop right there, Eli Carver. Going to bring up 3rd down, 10. Take that back. 3rd down, 4. 3rd and 4 from the 25-yard line. shotgun formation. Davin Bussinger, slot right, slot left, pass play. They'll stop the play. They stop the play. It's a dead ball, pre-snap penalty. They'll be against Twin Lakes, illegal procedure. It's a little bit of movement before the ball snaps. 6:38 left here in the fourth quarter. 34-21, Tipton by 13. Twin Lakes putting on a pretty good fourth quarter. They got an onside kick. It came up through room service. Picked it up. Took it to the distance. Brandt. Sage Brandt put it in the end zone. He got the ball again. Pass play. Caught. He'll go to the surface. He's just going to be satisfied with the catch. He'll get a first down. He knew where the six were at. Catch was made by Aiden Ventures. He's a junior, 5'11", 175. Picks up a first down and an extra yard. Ball spotted at the 30. Shotgun. Him in the backfield, slot right, slot left. Wrong handoff. He'll take the ball himself. He'll give himself up. He'll slide like he's going into second base. That's Gavin Bussinger. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. Bring up a second down, Tim. 5:55 on the game clock. Fourth quarter, Twin Lakes High School. Tipton, a game on the road. Tipton next week will be home with Lewis Cass. Pass play caught again. Pick up about 7. And on the catch, Aiden Ventures once again. Going to bring up a 3rd down, 3. Burkett gets credit for the tackle. 5:28 on the game clock. Clock is moving. 13-point advantage for Tipton. Twin Lakes at their own 36. They need 4 for a first. Ball hands off. He's not going to get a lot there. Tackle made by Blue Devils. He'll help him back up. That's Cole Hussey. Cole Hussey makes the tackle and helps him back up. 5:04 on the game clock. 34-21. Ball's respotted at the 36. 4th down, 4. Twin Lakes is going to go for it. They got to go for it. They're going to send trips out far right. They got a double slot out there. Split out wide right, short side of the field. Take him in the backfield. He'll fake the handoff. Bussinger. They're going to pass it right side. Caught. Going to be a catch for a 1st down. Gavin Bussinger having a good aerial attack in this ball game. You think about last week, the aerial attack compared to the 308 yards on the ground. Paying dividends, junior quarterback, Gavin Bussinger. He'll drop the throw. He'll look left. He'll let it go in the flat. It's going to be a catch. Catch him across midfield to the 49. Making that catch, Aiden Ventures once again. Not quite a 1st down. It's going to be 2nd and 1. Clock stops, 4:27. He ran out of bounds after the catch. Ball spotted the left hash. The 49 has hit it. Shotgun. Single man in the backfield. He'll get the handoff this time. Linebackers converge. Vince Hoover in there on the tackle along with Cole Hussey. Custer the ball carrier. Levi Burkett also in on the stop for Tipton. 2nd down, 1. 34-21. They're going to say 1st down yardage. He gained +1. He got more. He got 2 when he needed 1. Ball's now at the 47-yard line of Tipton. 1st and 10, Twin Lakes. Trips left, spit out wide right, handoff. The zig and zag, he'd be talked, if he stopped right there near the line of scrimmage. Vince Hoover in on the stop, picking him back up. Sportsmanship all around in this ball game. So they'll line it up, line of scrimmage. Ball's spotted at the 46, 2nd and 8. Shotgun, Gavin Bussey, he'll see him in the backfield, trips to the right. Drop the throw, he'll throw left. A little bit of low throw, could be caught, going to stop the clock. Trying to get back to number 3, Aiden Ventures. Low pass, goes incomplete, stops the clock at 3:46. Ball respotted at the 46-yard line of Tipton. 3rd down, 8. 34-21, Tipton by 13. Twin Lakes occupying a lot of time offensively in this second half. Timeout on the field. Tipton calls timeout. Their first of the second half. 3:46 left. Blue Devils' final games on their agenda coming up after tonight. Next week, Lewis Cass will be at Tipton. The following week, Central Catholic Knights will be at Tipton. That's the 9th and the 16th. Then Tipton will go back on the road on the 23rd and 30th. On the 23rd, Blue Devils will be at Northwestern. On the 30th, the Blue Devils will travel to Hamilton Heights. Then that final regular season game will be at the Blue Devils. Tipton will host the Panthers of Western. That's always a game you want to win. Panthers, a 4A school. Tipton, a 2A school. They've had some good matchups. Got to mention that Jet Engel, he carried the ball quite a bit a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago at Western. Then Jet Engel ended up at Eastbrook High School. And Eastbrook High School, right there, said what Jet Engel put it in the end zone. I think it was against Tipton three or four times that they were all short distances close to the goal line. But Jet Engel, pretty good ball player. I found out that he had started out playing peewee ball, youth ball, at Tipton. Go figure. Here we go. Back to live action. Ball's fired at the 46-yard line. Chips to the right, dropping the throw. Bussinger. They were in a screen play. Left side, he's open. He's going to get a first down. Credit the catch. Right there, number 30, Dan Chester, Jr., 5'9", 175. Car screen play in the left flat. They pick up a first down. Good play call from Kevin Saylor. Shotgun formation, trips to the left. They'll give it back to Chester on the run. They go left to right and try to break the chain on the 8-hole while right side. Blue Devils converge. You got to get a positive gain. Not a lot. Clock's still moving. 3:18 on the game clock. Twin Lakes going to have to take some shots now. Try that onside kick again. Shotgun formation. Trips to the left, but out wide right. Shotgun. Bussinger takes the snap. He'll go across the middle. It's going to be deflected. Actually, it's going to be knocked out of his hands. Good defensive strike right here, huh? Going to bum up himself, but he made a hit that dislodged that ball. I think it was Landon Spidell. Made the hit that jarred that ball loose, or it was caught. So an incomplete pass, 3 minutes left. Straight up on the scoreboard. Third down, 8 once again. A good pass once again from Gavin. Working from the shotgun. Going to hand it off. No, he's going to fake it. Going to throw right side. Ball off the shoulder pads up in the air. He'll take a hit. I think he'll take a hit, but the defender couldn't tell that the ball was not caught. Everything's fine. No flags. I think it was Eli Carter who delivered the hit. He put his hands up. He said, sorry. As soon as it happened, he knew the ball was not caught. But he's a nice young man. It's all good. So working from the right hash, 32-yard line of Tipton, fourth down, 8. Big play in this ball game. Dropping the throw, Bussinger. Going to let one go. Going to be incomplete. There's some hand contact. Hand contact and no flag. And in high school football, there is no ball that is uncatchable. No ball is uncatchable in high school. You'll see that call in the NFL, even college. The official realizes, hey, that ball couldn't have been caught. I'm not going to throw a flag anyway. But in high school, that ball can be thrown to Timbuktu. If you interfere with the receiver, it's going to be called as interference. 2:50 left. Blue Devils get the ball back on downs. Ball spotted at the 32-yard line of Tipton. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage, play clock at 16. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. To his right, in the backfield, single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. We're going to split out wide left, wide right, they'll hand it to Carter. Try to use some clock here. He'll get the ball out to the 39-yard line. Twin Lakes calls a timeout, stops the clock. 2:42 on the game clock. 34-21, both teams will go to their respective sidelines. I should say out by the numbers. They'll talk it over. Get a swig of water. It's a pretty warm day, but not too bad. A pretty good day to play this game. So the band's going to make another joyful noise, going to entertain the audience. And a good ball game, the second half, is more than I would have expected in what I'm seeing in the realm of football and strategy in football. That onside kick, I'm sorry we don't have video for putting me in sports. You would have loved to see how that ended up. So they'll work it back out to the middle of the field. Twin Lakes out there to play defense. There's a short whistle by the official. Tipton back out. They'll walk up to the line of scrimmage. 2:42 left. Tipton by 13. 34-21. Tipton has possession. Twin Lakes might have a couple timeouts. I know at least one. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. He'll hand off to Eli Carter. He'll break it. Would be tackle. He'll get out to the 40. Timeout call by Twin Lakes. They'll stop the clock at 2:34. 2:34 on the clock. It's going to bring up a third down two. Twin Lakes going to try to put a stop together here. Going to take a good stop if they can get a stop on third. Tipton might be forced to punt. Probably so. Pretty good game right here. Glad we could be here. And what a game on the scoreboard. Hoosier Conference. Pretty interesting this year. The Hoosier Conference, a lot of teams capable here in the Hoosier Conference this year. So Twin Lakes Indians jog out for defense. Blue Devils jogging out for the offensive line. 25 seconds on the play clock. They'll start the play clock. They'll start the 2:34 game clock on the snap. Vince Hoover, shotgun, Eli Carter in the backfield. Spit out wide left, wide right. Call the cadence. Vince Hoover, he'll hand off. Eli Carter, to try to get the first down, he may have it. It's going to be close. They're going to stop the clock, and they're going to point towards the scoreboard. First down, Eli Carter and the Blue Devils. 34-21. Blue Devils have a new set of downs. Game clock moving at 2:22. Vince Hoover back in the huddle. They're working from the short side of the field closer to Dustin Shear in the play call for Vince Hoover. Thank goodness. He's probably ran several miles in this game getting the play. Vince Hoover in the backfield. Also in the backfield, single back is Calvin Condit. Spit out wide right, Condit going to get the ball carry. Calvin Condit going to make it to the 45-yard line. The stop put on him right there. 1:48 clock moving. He'll put the ball back at the left tag. He'll put it down at the 46 of Tipton. 1:35 left, clock moving, Tipton. Huddled up, waiting for Vince Hoover. He's going back to the huddle. Vince Hoover put in a good ball game today. He might need a whirlpool. Shotgun formation, split left, split right. Condit in the backfield. 1:12 on the game clock. There's a snap. Condit gets the carry. He'll dive forward. He'll lower the head to get out to the 47-yard line. Going to bring up third down, 7. Clock stopped at 1:03. Twin Lakes calls their final timeout. Twin Lakes going to need to stop. Third down, 7. Definitely achievable. They're going to need to stop it. They're going to need to get that ball quick. They can't stop the clock again. So 1:03 on the game clock. Ball spotted at the 47 of Tipton. Left hash. Blue Devils talking it over there at their number. I look across there. I see number 57 for the Blue Devils. Second year playing football, Jackson Withrow. He's a senior. 57, 6'4", 287. He started on offense last week. He started on defense the week before. I think last week he saw plays on both sides of the football. Right now he's at the right tackle position. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Slot right, tight end left. Snap goes, he'll hand it off. Eli Carter, like a jitterbug, he's going to be tackled behind the necessary yardage. Clock at 55 seconds. It starts the play clock at 40. They'll have to snap it once again. The Blue Devils are going to either punt the ball away or go try to get a first down on the run. It's going to be interesting. Blue Devils are going to let the clock elapse and then call a timeout. That's about the 14-second mark they'll call their timeout is my guess. Game clock outweighs the play clock. Play clock's at 9, 8, 7. So they're going to call a timeout. Coach Toll standing right by the official. He calls it at 1 second. They stop the clock. The game clock is at 13.2. So Twin Lakes will come over, have a conversation with Coach Kevin Saylor. I am thankful Coach Kevin Saylor gave us time before the game. Talked with us. That was very nice. I'm very appreciative of him. And now that I know who he is, I respect that guy even more than I did working with him this week by social media, getting rosters and depth charts from him. He's quite a gentleman. And also thankful to talk to Coach Aaron Cole each and every game. He always has a great answer for anything, no matter what's said. So 13.2 left. Short whistle comes in. Both teams back to the line of scrimmage. Tipton going to bring the offense out. They need 4 for a first down. If they don't get it, the clock will stop, and Twin Lakes will have another play from scrimmage, at least one. Here comes a snap. Vince Hoover, early movement, it's going to be a first down by penalty. So Twin Lakes going to give them a free first down. They needed 4, they're going to get 5. Might have been a good hard count by Vince Hoover. Can't hear from up here, it's like a silent movie. It's a good movie. The ball spotted at the 46 of Twin Lakes, first down Tipton. 13.2 Tipton, going to get to do the Tony Dungy kneel down. The victory formation is what Coach Dungy has labeled that move. So Vince Hoover, shotgun. Wayne right, that's Mahaney. Wayne left, deep man, he's deeper than normal. That's Eli Carter in case a fumble were to happen. Vince Hoover, probably going to take the snap, 13.2. Sam Klein going to snap it to him. They'll call the cadence. Here comes a snap. He'll take a kneel down. One knee on the surface makes him down by counts or down to the surface. He'll hand the ball and he'll shake hands with the umpire. That's Vince Hoover. He'll hand him the football. Clock empties out. 2-1. Final score. Tipton 34. Twin Lakes 21. A good ball game. An interesting ball game. Entertaining without a doubt. And we'll mention next week. Tipton Blue Devils will be home with Lewis Cass Kings at the 7 o'clock start. We'll hope to talk to coaches at 6:30 with permission. I think Coach Mannering will be okay with that. He was very nice a year ago. And then next game for Twin Lakes. Going to be home again next week. Prince O'Leary Central will be here. That'll be a 7:30 start time here at Twin Lakes. We thank you for listening. We thank Butch for all his effort. I tell you what, that guy, the PA aficionado, and he sings the national anthem very well, and he's quite a gentleman, and I thank you, sir. You did a wonderful job on PA, sir.
Thank you, AJ, and I gave you a shout-out, especially buddy, was looking you up on the internet anyway.
I might have 3 listeners now. That is Coach Butch. He's really nice, so we're going to bow out of here. We thank my wife back home. She gave a sound check. She made sure that the levels were good, and we hope that the halftime went much better for advertisements. And next week we'll be at Clinton. Lewis Cass will be in the house, and we thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, If you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. The fire burns.